こんにちは。
こんにちは。
今日は特別編ということでお友達が来ています。イエイ
イエイ。
サラちゃんです。
どうも、はじめまして、サラです。
ようこそようこそ。
どうもどうも。
ちょっと自己紹介お願いしてもいいですか？
はい、サラですちょっとバックグラウンドの話なんですけど、私は、100% 日本人で、だけど、親がちょっと不思議なエキセントリックな人だったので、もう保育園から高校まで日本のアメリカンスクールに行ってて、でその後ロンドンに5年住んでて、8年ぐらい前に帰ってきました、日本に。
そうなんだ。So, I thought you were born in the States or something like that.
No, my English is super Californian, but no, I've not actually never lived in the States.
あ、じゃあ一緒じゃん。
そう、イエーイ。
OK、ちょっとその前にこれ開けていい？お酒。
飲もう。
飲もう飲もう。
イエーイ。
無理やり。
乾杯乾杯。お疲れ様です。
お疲れ様。
やっぱりね、ちょっと飲んだ方がね。
そうね、若干緊張しておりまして。
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just spilled it, but it's clear, so it's fine.
So.
なんかそのエキセントリックな親の話を教えて。
なんかアネクドとしてなんか一ついつも話に上がるのが、うちのお母さんが小学校じゃないや、保育園かな、幼稚園かなんかの時にお絵描きがすごい大好きで、でお絵描きの時に紫のクレヨンでお花を描いたんだって、うん、そしたらやっぱり当時ってすごいなんか硬いから、先生たちとかもお花はピンクとか赤とかで描かなきゃダメみたいな感じで怒られて、その時点からすごいお絵描きが嫌いになったのね、うちのお母さん。でなんかそういうことが積み重なって、やっぱ日本の学校ってなんかあんまり自由じゃないよねってなって、うん、インターに
自分の子供はインターに入れようってなったんだ。
そう。
How good is the English of your parents?
They don't speak any like, English actually.
Really?
Zero, zero?
Yeah.
Wow, so なんだ。
My mom, she started traveling around by herself, like,だからなんか旅行のベーシックな英語はもちろんピックアップしたけど、
okay.
Yeah.
Where'd she go?
She really likes beaches, so she'll like go off to Thailand by herself or、
huh.
Yeah. She's pretty cool.
そうなのか。 So you never talk to your parents in English?
No, not really.
そっか。だからでも日本語と英語どっちもペラペラなのか。
いやでもね、日本語やっぱり下手だよ。
Really?
How's your kanji?
Oh, it's rubbish. It's like abysmal. Oh my god. Yeah.
そうなんだ。
そう。
全然知らなかった。
なので、I can fake it, but I haven't really made it yet.
そっか。
So, why didn't your parents, decide to learn English or try learning English? Or it's just specifically they thought it would be good for you?
Yeah, that too. And I think it's kind of like the people that she was hanging out with, because she used to asobu a lot. Like, you know,、okay. she likes going out and stuff. And like her friends were either gaijin or like married a gaijin or something. So、mm-hmm. they put their kids in an international school. And they were like, okay, why not put my daughter in American school too? みたいな。
Okay.
Do you think that maybe you're the first or one of the first in this generation of Japanese people who are kind of being pushed into English by their parents? So I think there's a lot of Japanese、mm-hmm. parents now that think, hey, my kid needs to learn English. They're not learning English at their Japanese school. You know, we need to do something. And an international school is one solution, but...Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally know what you mean. But it's funny because when my mom decided to put me into an international school, my grandparents were like, what the... I can swear, right?
Yeah, you can swear.
They're like, what the fuck are you doing? Basically, yeah. You know, it's like, that's almost child abuse ぐらいの勢いで。
Wow.
すごい激反対されたんだけど、蓋をなんか今となれば、my grandma's like, ああ、よかったわね。
まあね、結果を見ればね、
そう、旅行も行けるしみたいな。でそれを聞いて my mom's like, oh my god, really? っていう家族のダイナミックです。
そっか、はい、 なんかあの結構日本でも芸能人の人とかは子供をインターに入れてたりとかするけど、あんまり普通の人でっていうのは確かにそんなにいっぱいないよね。
そうだね、スーパー一般人だからさ、うちの家族。ジュンジャバ、
ジュンジャバ。
There's a huge price differential between public school here and private schools here. Yeah. It's huge. It's a huge difference. Yeah. Not, I mean, almost, well, the vast majority of people can't afford to put their kids into an international school like that one. I think that might be part of the issue. Part of the reason why people can't learn English is
sure.
like options that work are so expensive.
It's all really expensive. Like inter の幼稚園とか、
ありえないよね。
ありえない金額。でも先生も別にそんなクオリファイじゃないっていうか、普通になんかちょっとバイリンガルの大学生みたいな。
そうそう、だから本当にインターでも私は選んで入れないと意味がないと思うんだよね、やっぱり。
そうだね。でも高いよね。
高い。マジで感謝です。ありがとうございます。
So how different is your life if there's an alternate universe where that never happened and you went to Japanese public school? Like how different is your life now from that life? You think?
Whoa, I can't even imagine. Really?
Like, 友達全員多分違うよね。
So I'd say like my whole identity would definitely be different. It's really funny because when I speak in Japanese, when I speak in English.全然なんかあのバイポーラーじゃないけど、あの体の手の使い方の仕草も変わるし、あと遠目から、うちのお母さんによく言われるんだけど、遠目からど日本語か英語喋ってるかどっちかすぐ分かるって、ジェスチャーで。だからなんだろうね、 To be really honest, I feel more comfortable speaking in English. It's more liberating.
I totally know what you mean.、Right? 超分かる。
How so?
なんか多分アイディアとか何言語のストラクチャーとか使う言葉とかがなんか英語の方、まあ「I」ってね、いちいち主語を言うし、なんか英語の方が本当にそれこそ liberating な感じがする。あとまあ敬語
specifically though, like what do you mean? Like
it's like 自分の意見とかを言いやすい英語の方が。
Yeah, but why do you think that is?
I think there's like a cultural stigma that comes along with the language. So for instance, likeIf you're speaking in Japanese, なんか一応周りのことをわきまえてとかどっかであると思うんだよね、文化的な部分が。だけど、English だと、it's just like, I'm just gonna say whatever's on my brain and I'm not gonna care.
So it's almost like there's a cultural conditioning that applies to things said in Japanese.
For sure.
That doesn't apply to English.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you're saying something really rude or really taboo,you might feel more comfortable saying it in English.
Yeah. For instance, like swearing. It's like,
そうだね。
I have a really potty mouth, so I swear a lot. Like, for me, like saying fuck you is like totally normal. You know?
What?
Totally normal.
What normal. Percentage of that is in English? You're swearing, you think?
But like, there's no swear words. Like, what am I...
そう、日本語だと言いにくい。
So it's like 100% basically.
Yeah.
It's like... そう、怒ってる時とかね、日本語だとやっぱなんか、ひどいとか、何?
That's really mean みたいな感じだよね。
そうそうそう、優しいよね。
そう。
Why can't someone just but you can say like fuck in katakana and I feel like Japanese people are kind of getting at it. You know what I mean?
They're definitely getting at it.
They're getting at it. It doesn't have the same impact on the people around them. It hasn't been established, but there's no reason why you couldn't try to use that word the same way in Japanese, right?
I guess.でもなんか重みが違うよね。
違う気がする。
Because people will say like, oh, this is maji shit, or shit, or it sounds weird.
ちょっとおかしいよね。あとなんかでも恋愛とか、I love you とかも、
ああそれ、
ね、日本語だとなんか
愛してるよ。
でなんか台本みたいじゃない？なんか
臭いドラマみたいな感
じ。そう。何言ってんのみたいな。英語の方が言いやすいよね。
確かにね。友達とかも、にも言えるしね、それは。
あとなんか感謝の気持ちとかを述べる、友達に言う時とかも英語の方が全然照れくささがないっていうか、
心の底からあなたのことを大切に思う友達ですみたいな。
言いにくいよね、なんか恥ずかしいよね。そうそうそう、ちょっと。
There's a lot of effort that young Japanese people have put into making Japanese more flexible though and moreCrazy, like the way people write happy birthday, like omedetou. There's a lot of things going on to try to make it not sound formal.
それって
squiggly lines, smiley faces,
顔文字みたいな、
like, a lot of decoration, right?
Right.
You can't just say like おめでとうございます. It just sounds
flat.
Flat.
Yeah.
It does.
そうなんで、あとなんかあの変な話だけど、彼氏の親とかに会うときに英語でいいっていう方が全然楽。うん、なんか日本語だとずっと敬語で話さなきゃいけないからすごい壁があるっていうか、
敬語ね、
そう、英語だとなんか「はい」みたいな感じでもう急に全然緊張しないみたいな。
Yeah, I've gotten in like super formal situations with people's Japanese parents, but they're super cool, so I'm like not really expecting it, and I'll meet their dad or something. It's all of a sudden like a bowing contest, and like it's crazy.
そうだね、なんか不思議だよね。
不思議、敬語もね面白いよね。
どう敬語、
複雑な複雑な気持ちかも敬語に対して。すごいなんかなんだろうね、カルチャー部分ではわかんない。私も今ちょっと進化しつつあるから、なんて言うんだろう、自分のその外人っぽい部分、日本人だけどもちろんなんかノンジャパニーズな部分をこうクエスチョンし始めてるたりとか、例えばなんかどの場面で敬語を使うか使わないかとか、特に私が今働いてる会社が外資だから、なんか会社の中の人たちと接する時に、なんかどういう敬語とかタメ語とか
難しいよね。特に英語と日本語どっちも使ってると、私も上司にバーって英語でフランクに話した後に、急になんかありがとうございますとか言うのがすごい変な、感じっていうか、そうそうそう、急にどうしたのみたいな、そのバランスとか結構、
でもそれってすごいなんか、例えばさ、私たちみたいにみんな third culture kids みたいな感じで、みんな割合が違うじゃん。I'm like, let's say I'm like 30% Japanese and 30% whatever, whatever. でさ、その割合ってみんな違うから、そのなんかさじ加減とか対応の仕方ってすごい難しいと思うんだよね。Yeah.
そうね。
You know, I don't even like the, I mean, for sure, some people are more, it's,You can have 30% Japanese, like 70% non-Japanese, or any ratio there. But where that 30% is allocated is very weird, right?
Yeah.
It's not just the percent. It's like, where is that percent? Like, what are you into? Like, because there's, like, I know there's huge cultural gaps for me just from, I don't really like watching TV for whatever reason. But there's other things going on where...You're like cross-referencing your understanding of one country to understand another country. Like, if you're bilingual, then you have perspectives on Japan that Japanese people can't have.
Exactly.
And if you understand Japanese, then you have perspectives, or any country outside of just like the U.S., for example, then you're going to have perspectives on the U.S. that you couldn't have otherwise.
Got it.なんかそれってなんかそういう部分もあるし、私もその it's kind of an extension to that, but it's just like I didn't really appreciate Japan until I left. It's like 一歩下がってみるとやっぱりすごい客観的に見れたりとかするから、そう、面白い部分だよね、そういうの。
その後パーセンテージもさ、なんか自分の好みによっても変わってくるというか、なんか私は逆に日本で生まれ育ったから英語とかアメリカのものにすごい興味があって、そっちばっかり見て育ったんだけど、逆に like my husband loved Japanese stuff とか、ドラゴンボールとかワンピースとかめっちゃ詳しいし、日本のテレビもすごい好きだし、なんかでも彼のお父さんアメリカ人みたいな、だからなんか興味によっても全然変わってくるよね。So weird.
You can't tell either like what people like.
No, exactly.
I
mean, you can't tell for anyone, but for someone that has a multicultural background, it's like you have no idea. So, I met a girl that considers herself Argentinian and is full. It looks completely Japanese, like as Japanese as you can look, but doesn't think of Japan as her home. She speaks Japanese, but doesn't like.Really associate with Japanese people. Doesn't have any Japanese friends. Like, you would get nothing right looking at her and making assumptions about her life. You'd get almost nothing right. So, I don't know. There's
なんか私がそのイギリスに住んでた時さ、5年間住んでて、 like they'll see me and I'm like, yeah, I'm Japanese, and they're like, yeah, but you have an American accent.
Mm.
It was like a head fuck for them, and I had this like whole spiel because I used to wait tables, you know, on the weekend when I was in college, and I had this whole spiel. I was like, yeah, you know, I was born and raised in Japan, なんとかかんとか、
yeah.
っていうのがあって、ちょっとチップをこう、
あ、もらう、ラッキー、
っていう。
でも聞かれるよね。
聞かれる。
なんで英語喋れるのとか、うん、ヨーロッパ人にはあんまり、ヨーロッパ人っていうかその英語圏じゃないヨーロッパの人にはあんまり聞かれないけど、うんうん、
でもすごい面白いなと思ったのが、そのやっぱ日本にこういう third culture kids、 bicultural、 bilingual のなんていうの、私たちみたいな人がいるじゃん。でどっかでさ、やっぱその英語を喋れる、英語を理解できるってさ、アイデンティティのなんていう売りの一つになってるじゃん、
うん、
だけどこの間さ、アメリカ、なんか今年いろいろアメリカなんか遊びに行ったりして、なんかアメリカ行くとさ、ただの人じゃん、わかる？
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
その everyone、mm. in the States speaks, not everyone, but you know, speaks another language,
right,
and
right.
it's just like, it was really almost liberating too, because it was、mm. just like, oh, it's just me, myself, and I, and what's inside、yeah. my brain,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's by far the greatest thing about the United States.Is that there's just all kinds of people there、
mm-hmm.
and just this really open attitude towards that. Like, we're all immigrants.
まあ、アメリカだけじゃないよね。ヨーロッパとかもさ、なんていうの、そのドイツに行ったりとかすると、英語話せるだけですごいねって言う人なんて一人もいないじゃん。みんな3カ国語、4カ国語とか平気で話せるから。
It's different though, because in the United States, almost everyone is an immigrant.And kind of identifies with、mm-hmm. that, you know?
Right.
Whereas in other places have old buildings、mm-hmm. that are older than the United States.
Yeah.
Right?
Like Japan.
Yeah. You know? So yeah. it's kind of a different thing.、
Mm. And it also made me sort of reconsider、myself, because it was like, I was in New York, I went to a house party, and like, you know, 日本のやっぱさ、なんていうの、あんま、まあ、ハウスパーティーってもともとあんまりないけど、
mm.
人と話す、初めましての人と話すときってやっぱ会話のレベルがすごい浅いじゃない、
mm.
でご飯とか食べてもあここ美味しいよねとかで終わっちゃったりとかして、mm. だけどなんかそのニューヨークのブルックリンのすごいランダムなハウスパーティー行ったときにもうなんか初め Hey what's up what's your name ってなって、その後もう超ディープな会話に入るから、mm. すごいなんかネタがなさすぎて、あやばい、もっとコンシャスに生きなきゃと思ってもっと情報をこう吸収して会話が楽しい会話ができるようにならなきゃと思ったんだよね。
あでも確かにあのなんか環境の話とか、うん、政治の話とか、
う
ん、に急になったりするよね。
そうそうそう、
なんかあんまり日本の集まりでとか合コンとかでさ、うん、そういう風になってるって想像できないんだけど、
安倍さんはみたいな話になるじゃん。
環境問題についてどう思うみたいなさ。
There's still a lot of like politics is still pretty.Taboo.
Sensitive.
Like, it, you don't want to bring、yeah. up politics. Like, people are really tiptoeing around politics
and religion,
and religion、mm-hmm. in the United States, even today, especially religion, depending on where you are. Maybe not so much in New York, but, you know, if you're in the South or something, you know, you have to be careful what you say.
So,
oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. I got into an argument, almost like an argument with this random ojisan in UK.なんかカンパニーパーティーでなんかカンパニーの人じゃないんだけど、あの人誰だったのかよくわかんないんだけど、なんかおじさんがいて、なんかこれから環境はどんどん悪くなるんだよみたいな、もっと若者がどうかしなきゃダメじゃんみたいな。And he was like, I have little kids, like, so you guys have to do something about it みたいな感じで。
Hello,、yeah. we have to do something.
Yeah. で、なんか I was like talking back and it was like kind of weird.
A heated discussion.
But yeah.And it's fun, you know, like, なんかどっちかが本当に怒っちゃったらつまんないけど、mm-hmm. if you're like calm and
そうなんか constructive な会話だったら it's good, man.
So it was interesting.
You know, people here almost never get in arguments about religion, right?
No.
How often do Japanese people get in arguments with each other about religion? Not that often.
まあ、
right?
そんなに religious な人もいないもんね、他の国に比べたら。
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people that would give a religion if asked to give one, but they're
right.
not really doing much about it.
They're not practicing
know?
Or...
Whereas
yeah.
in the U.S. or in Western cultures, arguments about religion are so common now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even on Facebook or whatever,
oh.
it's just constant.
Oh, God.
The internet, Twitter, whatever it is,
yep.
there's a lot of tension there.
Yeah. Yeah. でもなんかさ、Facebook のコメントで言い合いしてさ、意味あんのかなって思うよね。なんか it's not like it's gonna change anything.
でもなんか我慢できないんじゃないもうそういうの。
ね、カットしちゃう。
I have to voice out my opinion みたいな。
ね、それなんか何unfriendしましたとかさ。よくあるじゃん。
超ドラマチックだね、それ。
そう。
Do either of you get into that Facebook drama at all?
No.
No. I'm ashamed to say that I'm not very, like, politically aware, unfortunately. I know I should be more because, you know, I have the right to vote and I should at least act, but sorry.
That's fine.
No, sorry, like, Japan.
Almost 100% of politics is just that. It's just politics.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, I mean, it can be useful if you're trying to develop some insights about what politicians are going to do. But I think the real momentum in this world is not one that comes from politics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like it's in the people first.
Power to the people.
Yeah.
なんかさ、話ちょっと戻っちゃうんだけどさ、そのずっとアメリカンスクールに行ってるわけじゃん、うん、で友達と話すときとか、うん、まあ、先生とか全部英語で、うん、Maybe your parents were really open-minded but そのなんかどんどんこうアメリカ人的になっていくわけじゃん、うん、自分一人だけ、
うん、
それをなんか親とのそのコミュニケーションっていうかさ、
いやすっごいあって面白いのがやっぱりその親とそのまず一ジェネレーションギャップっていうのは誰もがあるじゃん、うん、それプラスその文化の違い、うんだから
そうだ、ね、
うん、結構まあ we're still working on it
okay.
But yeah it's a struggle definitely like there's some things that she just doesn't understand
そうだよね
but you know
yeah I think there were so many things that my dad wouldn't under like my mom speaks English、
mm-hmm.
my dad speaks like business English、
mm-hmm.
but not like a
so he's like so speaks English but he's not likeBicultural,
no,
per se.
No. So, nanka, I think he's listened to the podcast a couple mm-hmm. times, and he was like, he wasn't like seriously shocked, mm-hmm. but he would be like, "Wow, like,
who is my daughter?"
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, you say things that shock people that don't know you, so.
Right? So, yeah, if I'm their daughter, then mm-hmm. that's more shocking, I guess, but.
Yeah.
そうだから
なんか私いつもバイリンガルニュースみんなにおすすめしてるの私個人的にも超好きだしなんか英語を覚えたいとかいう友達には勧めてあのこの間のさご飯、
yeah, yeah, yeah.
サパークラブ来てくれた時とかもゲストの一人におすすめしててなんかその子が言ってたのがやっぱマミのなんだろうツッコミどころがすごい面白いって言ってた
ツッコミどころ
いやなんかその視点
Oh.
ニュースに対しての、
yeah. 照れるあの突っ込まれどころもあるんだけどねいっぱい多分ね何言ってんのみたいな But, yeah.
Do you, what I've seen on Twitter is there's always this like people will actually type out a little warning like this is these guys are rude you know、mm-hmm. like they kind of warn people when theyRecommend this?
Warning, listen on your own risk.
Yeah, like if you're easily offended, 聞かない方がいいみたいな.
It's true.
It is true.
It's true.
For anything though, right? If
yeah,
you're easily、
anything.
Offended, like don't...
Just well, not anything. There's a lot of things that are、
internet.
Really soft and prettied up and they're not going to say anything that shocks you. Like
NHK の3チャンネルみたいなことでしょ?
Mm. Yeah. You're safe. You're totally safe on some of these channels. Like、
yeah.
you're in no danger of being like shocked or,
そうだね。
or experience something traumatic.
It's not traumatic.
It could be traumatic.
For some people.
でもね、you need that 刺激 in your life. You need to get inspired, I think, you know? So...Like, the stuff that you guys pick up, I think it's just really interesting. You know? It's like, 普通の日本のマスコミのニュースでは絶対取り上げられないようなこととか話すからすごい面白いなと思う。
ありがとう。
うん、
ちょっと Tinder のこと教えてよ。
あ、はい。
あのね、前にね、ハウスパーティーやったの、うちでね。で、あの、サラが来て、あの男性を連れてきてそれでああそうなんだとか言ってそれでパッて見たらね奥のコーナーであのメイクアウトしてんの
え違うよそれは彼が先に帰るからバイって言って
あそうなんだ
ドアでキスしてただけ
and I was like oh って思ってあのすぐメールしたのなんか可愛かったねってその彼なんだよね
そう、その彼が Tinder で出会って て
Tinder ってさ日本でどれぐらい知られてんのかな、これ聞いてる人知ってるかな、
知ってる人多いと思うよ。なんか私の周りはあの、まあ、Tinder じゃないけど例えばペアーズとかそういう日本版
あそんなのあんのの
があって、
Is it the same thing? Like you swipe?
I think it's quite similar、
oh, okay.
There's a lot of those now. Yeah,
yeah for sure.
Really?
だって今 there's word like 恋活、
何それ、
It's like 婚活恋活アプリみたいな
恋愛活動ってこと、
そうそうそう、
oh, wow.
でもやっぱアメリカもそうだけど日本もみんな忙しいし、mm-hmm. 出会う場所
まあね、
もっとなんか You want to meet people efficiently, you know? Like、yeah. we're so busy, we don't have time. Like, so, you know, it's just an efficient way to meet people, I think. And I know there's like a really bad stigma against 出会い系。
I guess, but it's changing now, no?
It's, yeah, changing,
なんか
but...
前はね、やっぱ危ないとかあった。
People are like, let's get on with this. Let's
I guess.
Meet some people.
なんか
But if you don't have like dei in your life, if you don't meet people, mm-hmm. There's not a whole lot of things you can do about it. Like you can join a club that does some particular activity,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and then everyone there is like pretending that they like to do this, mm-hmm. so that they can hang out with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So this new approach is kind of like cutting that out, mm-hmm. you know, like and meeting up for the purpose of meeting up.
Exactly,
yeah.
which has for some reason been a really taboo, mm-hmm. weird, scary thing because mm-hmm. it's like, oh, you don't know this person, don't talk to strangers.
まあ前はね本当に危ないことがいっぱいあったっていうかさ、うちらが高校生ぐらいの時にやっぱりすごい流行って、なんか変な人ばっかりだったんだよね。なんか普通の人がやってなくて、
そうなんかで
なんか援助交際とかすごい危なかったからそういうイメージが。
やりたいから。アプリを使用してるとかあるけど、なんか
でも今はね、もっと普通の人がやってるから。
でもさ一歩下がるとさ、it's like what's wrong with just wanting to sleep with people とか思う。
まあね、
you know,
well, unless you're paying, you know, 女子高生
yeah,
to
that's
have
not
sex,
cool.
then I guess
I'm sure there's
totally
a lot
fine.
Of that on there.
I heard
oh, for sure, like the reason,
really?
like I basically I had a long-term boyfriend who I broke up with. I mean, we were together for like 6 years and we were drinking with like a bunch of girls, and she's like, Sara.You have to try Tinder. Like my friend just got married to someone who met, you know, she met on Tinder. みたいな話になって、酔っ払ったその酒の場で Tinder ダウンロードさせられ。
It doesn't have to be Tinder, right? There's like a bunch of these.
Yeah, there's like Pairs or OK Cupid or nothing. 日本のあんま知らないけど、いろいろあるから。
そうだね。
面白いよ。I think it's like 私の今の彼氏もその全然業界が違うし。絶対なんだろう普通だったら出会わなかった、あとなんか使ってると Tinder とかどんどんなんかジャッジが上手くなるのよ、わかる？でさ変な話例えばさ Tinder の場合すごいあの写真プロフィール写真から入るから It's like oh is he cute is he not oh he's my type so let's say yes to him みたいなになってでチャットをし始めて会話が面白かったらあ性格面白いのかなこの人ってなってみたいなそれでどんどんステップアップして会ってみるみたいな
そっかどうだとなんか怪しくてどうだとイケてる人なんか写真とか見てわかる
なんか最初はわかんないからとりあえずいろいろなんか試してみたりだけどどんどん自分の中でルールを作っていく例えば5枚の写真あったら絶対5枚中4枚は絶対 I have to think it's he's cute in the photos like if there's like わかるアングルってあるじゃんやっぱ
そうだねそうだね
So you could actually write software that would do this for you、maybe.
Yeah but then how do you judge
Well assuming it could know like do facial recognition、mm-hmm. on your type because ifYou know how you have Apple Music, for example? Like,
oh, yeah.
You listen to this music, you listen to this
music.
So it would keep track of, like, who you're swiping and figure out what kind of facial structure or, like, body type you're
come
into.
Come up with, like, an algorithm.
So the more dudes you're swiping...
どんだけ lazy なんだよ。You don't even want to swipe anymore.
the app will automatically find people that you're interested in.
でも面白いのが、そのやっぱさ、Tinder they got so big and there's, like, there's apps now that swipes right, which means yes to everyone.
What?
So, だから you can like boost.
Yeah, I've seen this. There's videos of people like they're just hitting yes as fast as they can.
まあ、だから数打ち当たるみたいなことか。
そう。でもそれって inefficient な気がする。
そうだね、逆にね。
なんか。
そっか。
Quantity over quality.
Right, right.
But I prefer quality.
What if they put like some sort of percentage of like how serious this person is.
あ、それで、それで、その対策として今、うん、Tinder でスーパーライクっていう新しいオプションが、so it's like yes, no, super like みたいな。
Super like だとどういうこと？
Super like だと、
もう真剣ってこと？
More than like だから、it's like、だから he's really interested in me みたいな。
あ、
then その人の上がってきて、he's like you can look at his profile and be like, is this a yes or no or do I super like him too?
みたいな。Ooh.
Things are getting steamy here みたいな。
でもそこでもやっぱなんか relationship が欲しいのか、うん、ただ。フックアップしたいだけかは分かんないんだよね、うん、実際話してみないと、
うん、
okay, そうだね、そっかそっか、
でもまあその例えば人によっては So what are you on this app for? みたいな率直に聞く人とか、まあ、
その方が早いよね、
そうそうそう、
場合によってはね、うん、時間が無駄にならないもんね、そう、
うん、Is traditional dating dead? Is that going away slowly?
Are you worried?
I'm notworried. I know it's dead in my life. I'm asking about generally.
There's no way that it's dead in your life.
Expand generally. On that. Why is it dead?
No, I'm kidding.
yeah, please elaborate.
You're not answering my question.
What? Is it? Like, I don't think it's dead. I just got married.
Dead. Maybe not dead, but on its, like, this is a trend, obviously, right? Yeah. And it doesn't seem to be slowing down.
No, because right? it's just something that was needed within our 今忙しい life, you know? Like, you know, like we work...Like, for instance, in the morning, you go to yoga, then you go to the office, and then you're working till quite late, and you still want to, like, go out and have dinner with your friends. And then when do you meet people? Especially in Japan, like...
そうね。しかもやっぱり合コンが効率悪いっていう風に若者が気づき始めてるから。
合コン行ったことないの。
私ね、まあ、騙されていたことしかないけど、本当に効率悪いじゃん。やっぱ4人とか5人とかの、で、2時間、3時間とか拘束されるわけで。その中から好きな人選んであっちも自分のこと好きってさ何回やれば、うん、当たるかみたいな
Well, do people go to those for the sole purpose of meeting yeah, someone? Like yeah. that's all it is? It's not that's, fun?
I think it's they're trying to meet people yeah. Or you're like 数頭数集めの
oh, yeah,
twice
yeah.
on a guinea pig みたいな
Right, right yeah. yeah, they are My friends like used to go like all the time And they are definitely going to meet someone、yeah.でもやっぱりすごい難しいそ
うあと日本ってやっぱりすごい難しいと思うんだよねやっぱさバーで飲んでても普通に隣の人とカジュアルに会話を始めないじゃんなんか
そう
えこの人ナンパしてるのみたいなすごい
変な風になっちゃうもんねそうそうそう下心丸出しみたいなさ、う
ん、特になんか私の場合はやっぱり、相手が日本語も英語も喋れてほしい、うん、あとプラスすごいわがままだからなんかバイリンガルだけじゃなくてバイカルチュラルがやっぱさ、
うん、
third culture kid としてはさ同じくさ分かってほしいじゃん
そうだね
っていうのでじゃあどこで出会う人にって言ってじゃあ六本木 No way I'm like no way ってなると Where do you meet people? ってなって
そうだね
Then Tinder was like the answer
True、うん、そうだね確かにね
There's definitely kids right nowthat when people ask them where their parents met they say Tinder no?
right now
like
yeah.
already?
there's kids that maybe they can't talk yet
maybe they're still babies
how long does it take to talk? like a year and a half?
Maybe? 2 years
say, like,
2 years
first, his first word is Tinder
どういうこと?
どういう育て方してんの?
but that's interesting because like we're coming out of a generation where a lot of people's parentsIn, you know, they met because their father was like a missionary or something.、Mm-hmm. I mean, look at、right. the contrast there.、
Mm-hmm. そうだね、そうだね。Tinder
it's a huge contrast, right?
Yeah, like my mom's having a... So my ex, 今の彼氏じゃなくて my ex も実は Tinder で会ってて、で、そのうちのお母さんにザックバランに、どういうふうに会ったのみたいな、あなんかアプリがあってみたいな話したら、mm-hmm.えみたいなすごいやっぱり
びっくりしてた
そうびっくりしててでプラスあんまその前の彼氏も my mom they didn't really get along or she didn't really like them so like 今の彼氏の時はどういう風に出会ったのって聞かれた時あ友達みたいな
そかそかそか
ちょっと濁してみた
right, right, right.、ね、でもお見合いとかとさ
変わんないよね it's like a very 効率悪い Tinder お見合いって
right, right.、ね、あれも写真でだって最初は判断するんだもんね写真とそのなんか履歴書みたいなさ
それとってもいいポイントだと思う 現代版お見合いだよね、効率よくなってるだけ。
いや、あとなんか後腐れないっていうか、なんかお見合いだとその紹介してくれた人に悪いからちょっと断れ、りにくいなとかがあったわけじゃん。そんなので
結婚決めたくないよね。
そう、 Tinder はないもんね。別に Tinder に気を使う必要ないから。
そう、 That's a really 面白い現代版お見合い。
Yeah.
There's some people are pointing out that the way that people reproduce, like who mating choices and just the types of humans that we create for the next generation, that's already being influenced by computer programs and computer algorithms that match people up on dating sites.
Uh-huh.
So actually, we're being bred by machines.
Wow,
in some sense,
that's a head fuck.
Well, you're sort of a part of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you're still making your own decision, though, right?
It's like 促されて面と向かってパートナーだったら、
you're not making your own decisions because there's so many people that have been filtered out by the algorithms. In a lot of these dating sites, maybe not specifically on Tinder, but there are a lot of dating sites where it shows like compatibility percentages or whatever, and it matches you up based on things that you input. So it is totally being who you're like.
But you have the last kengen, like you meet them,
you
and
have
then
veto
you
power.
Have
right.
choice yeah. to say yes or no. Because yeah. I feel like no matter whatever the algorithm is, it's yeah, but if you vibe or not, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
with the person,
chemistry.
Like especially for me, like.
Yeah,
I'm really instinctive, so that's yeah. really important. Yeah.
For yeah. sure, the algorithms aren't—they're not perfect by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm-hmm. I heard. So my friend from France, she came to our wedding in Hawaii, mm-hmm. and she was couch surfing. Then, mm-hmm. like couch surfing, も昔はなんかすごい innocent っていうか、まあ止めてあげるよっていうだけだったんだけど、今って apparently it's called sex surfing.
Couch surfing is?
そう。で、なんでかっていうと、その、まあ、男の人の家に女の子が泊めてくださいっていう時に、うん、なんか、もうセックスするかもしれないっていう前提なんだって、うん、みんな。で、会ってみてよければセックスするし。
ウケる
っていうなんか、だからもちろん何も強制とかじゃないんだけど、うん、なんとなくアンダーラインにそれがあるみたいな、う
ん、
今は。
でもなんか、それってなんか、現代、modern society が it's, we're becoming more sex positive maybe like we're open
to it. I think so, and especially girls, you know、mm-hmm. なんか女の子も遊びたければ遊ぶみたいな。
私も大賛成それマジで。
だからなんか、ま、ただで泊まれるついでに、mm-hmm. イケメンとセックスもできるみたいな。
ウーフーみたいな。
So there's a bunch of girls on like Airbnb surfing places to stay and looking at the like owners
and it's like, oh,
pictures.
He's hot.
Is that what's going on?
So couch surfing もそう、もちろんその止めてくれる人の写真が載ってるからそれを見、huh. それとレビューズを見て、まあ、変な人じゃないかとか見たら、 So like my friend was actually sleeping with this guy、in Hawaii この間、
The guy had a couch.
The guy totally had a couch. He was a surfer.
And he also had a bed.
He had a bed. You know, he had a roofSo she was like, why not? みたいな感じで。
私もでも実は一回 Airbnb でボストンにずっと前行った時、その人のところに泊まって、その時は全然フックアップしなかったんだけど、we were like, he was really cool. He took me out. We were like drinking, and like we became Facebook friends. And then I, a year later or something, I was in London. And then you know when you go travel, you're like, hey guys, I'm gonna be in London on this date and this date. っていうのに、he's like, oh, I'm gonna be in London too. って言って、we met up, and then we hooked up.
1年後
Planting seeds.
Planting seeds on Airbnb.
まあ Facebook 便利だよね。そういう意味では。
でも最近使わなくなってる人も多くなってきたよね。
Yeah.
Facebook? I don't really use Facebook.
なんで?
I don't know. Should I use Facebook?
Oh no, I'm just curious.
I don't know. It's just not that interesting to me. Like what people post, what...Like, I don't know, I just don't find it that interesting, generally. I don't really feel like sharing stuff about my life either.
Is that like part of your whole secrecy identity thing because you started this podcast or?
No, I don't think I've ever been super into Facebook, but I've definitely thought about it more lately and I don't know. It's like when you realize...Every time you do something really cool, it's like, oh, am I going to put this on Facebook? Or am I going to take these pictures? Or am I going to get out the selfie stick and all this other...
Like it didn't happen until you uploaded on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't like that cool things happen in my life and I feel like they're not validated unless it goes on Facebook. So, I don't know.
まあね。 でもなんか私おいしいコーヒーとか飲むときはちょっとアップしたいっていう甘いから
。あ、おしゃれ写真みたいな。
I saw these girls at Starbucks. They spent at least, I don't want to exaggerate, but at least 10 minutes taking a picture of this one like coffee cup, mm-hmm. like the Starbucks, like the regular Starbucks, not even the red one. The regular.
Yeah, that's.
And they were like, they're inside the Starbucks, but they're like holding it up in different corners. They're like wow. climbing on top of the sofas to try to get like a better picture of
wow.
the cup.
Wow.
It, like, I couldn't believe what was happening. But it's wow. gotten to some pretty insane, like, extreme for some people.
Maybe they were like paid or something.
Right? 普通の人、I would think.
Yeah.
I would think.
そこまで
No, because I've seen it in degrees. I've seen people that are close. Well, they'll okay, take many like, pictures of the same exact Starbucks cup. Where it's
I think I should like eye contact or just sabotage it from Michael right now because I'm like really guilty of like okay I don't do it at Starbucks but like gohan toka
nanka tatte
mo ikkai de nanmai toru no
え、なんか全部ちょっとずらして、あ、スプーンこっちの方がやっぱ可愛いとか。あ、ごめんなさい。Guilty。
でもさ、you don't really take selfies though。
あ、selfies はやんないね。
At least, right?
でも私のご飯の写真うまそうだよ
本当にうまそうだよ本当にうまそうしかも超なんか体に良さそう
後で見せるね
おしゃれご飯写真だよねあれは確かに、
I'm、
ちょっとカフェっぽいもん
I'm so lame with food though I'm just like
But I think it's
I guess people like pictures of food、
mm-hmm. I mean
Like you see people's food and you're like Oh my god I really want to eat that
Oh yeah that happens sometimes with likeRich friends
yeah.
that I have, like,、mm-hmm. oh my god, what are they eating?
Like that steak? Mitaina.
Yeah.
Can we just like, talk about that steak?
Yeah, like, what's this? Mitaina. でも確かになんか Facebook のフィードほとんどなんかどうでもいいのも多いけど、あまり話してない友達、例えばなんか、あ、こういうご飯作ってんだみたいなさ、なんか、そういうのが知れる、なんかそういう普通だったら分かんない一面が見えるっていうのはまあいいことでもあるよね。Mm-hmm. いいことっていうか面白いよね。
Mm-hmm. でも私が一番好きなのはさっきみたいな、なんて言うんだろう。旅行行くときに、
Yeah.
この日からこの日ロンドンにいるよっていうと思ってもいなかった人が Oh, hey! みたいな、mm. Like we should meet up for coffee ってなるのそれは面白いと思う、
mm. そうだね、mm. 確かにまあ、あ、なんていうの昔だったらね定期的に手紙出したりとかしないと keep in touch できないわけだから、
mm. How much time do you spend just like checking Facebook or justlooking at Facebook but there's not anything do you know what I mean it's like、mm-hmm. it's like the equivalent of someone、at home watching TV and you're just flipping through channels、mm-hmm. like you're not watching anything you're just flipping because on Facebook you're kind of scrolling past stuff right、
mm-hmm. yeah
so it's like flipping through channels、mm-hmm. and you can spend a long time flipping through channels、mm-hmm. before you realize wait a second there's nothing I want to watch、mm-hmm. right
but you already done likeBut
I've already flipped through like 250 channels or something.
I think it depends. I think 今はなんか子供を産んだりとか妊娠する友達とかが多いから、mm. 結構そういうニュースが多い。Mm. それはなんか知りたいじゃん。あ、子供生まれたんだとか。
知りたいんだ。
子供とかはさすがに
知りたい。多分ね、もうちょっとあの older になると it gets saturated with baby pictures, man.
Oh yeah.
And they're cute. Like I have、yeah. nothing against kids. Like they're really cute.
But it's already like that for me
yeah,
too. Like
it's gonna start.
Day one, day two, day three, day、mm. 155みたいな毎日上げてる人もいるし、mm. it's like wow. まあそこまではね別に見なくていいけど、なんか生まれましたぐらいはちょっと見たいね。
確かに。
Do you have any crazy hobbies?
Crazy hobbies?
Yeah.
なんか最近仕事が忙しくてあんまりダウンタイムがないからなんだけど、
What's something
おばあちゃんっぽいんだけど I like I tried to start cross-stitching a couple months ago.
Oh, cool.
Right? And I wanted to do like cheeky one-liners like cross-stitch. Cross-stitch ってすごいさおばあちゃんっぽい趣味だけど
Cross-stitching is what
It's like 本当にこういう編み編みのがあってそこにバツでスティッチしていくの、
見たことない？
でなんか文字とか書いてなんかそれでさおばあちゃんみたいな趣味なのに Bitch please とか書いてたら面白くない？
確かに
でしょ
Is that for like cushion or something?
Yeah like something、what's... or like coasters, cushions, whatever、
あいいね
そうでも全然時間がないのあとヨガは大好き
ああ、ちょっとクロスティッチングやりたいマミも。
やる？クロスティッチングみたいな。
やりたい、やろうよ。
やろうか。
ちょっと最近やっぱなんかさ、こう、だから昔は若い時ってなんか、うん、I wanna be cool, it's like、うん、I wanna go clubbing, I wanna like、うん、I don't know。でもなんか最近そういうのどうでもいいっていうかさ、うん、別に一般的にクールじゃなくても
なんか多分自分が好きで楽しければいいかなみたいな、あのやっぱ大人になっていくとさ、うん、It's like zero fucks, you know what I mean about people.
I know.
And it's so liberating because、ね、I don't know, let me just tell you, 30s is really fun.
Yeah, like, I'm excited.
特に女の子ってやっぱ20代ってすごいなんかいろんな社会からの目とか周りの目を気にしてこうあるべきっていうプレッシャーが多分すごい多いと思うんだけど、yeah. It's like you hit your 30s and you're like, oh, okay, this is me. This is what I like.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, oh well, that's that, みたいな。
Yeah, I'm totally getting there. だってなんかさ、you know me like from what, 5 years ago? Something like that?、Mm. 昔の方が絶対もっとさ、 I was giving more fucks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's like moreいいやみたいな、
うん、
でみんな言うよねなんか、
well, look at old people, they give zero fucks. Like, they don't care what you think.
I guess
they don't value other people.
Well, not in Japan though. なんかおばあちゃんとかってやっぱ世間体がとかあるから、
ね、
なんか結構うちのおじいちゃんおばあちゃんは they're still giving fucks, like they're never like fuck it みたいな感じ。
それってさ、私たちがそのバイコルチュラル、third culture kids だからなのかな。例えばさ、変な話、じゃあスーパーノーマルな日本人だったとしたら、私の場合はほら結婚してないからまだなんか、
あでもあるよ、
oh、みたいな、
超あるよ。 I went to、女子校だから、親とかおばあちゃんたちの言うことをそのまま飲み込んでる子もちろんいっぱいいて、うん、そうするともう25でも焦り始めるみたいな、あ生き遅れちゃうみたいな、ね、誰かにもらってもらわなきゃみたいな、
ね、違うよね、もらってあげてもよくっていうぐらいの勢いじゃないとさ。
だからなんかその生き遅れるってさ、誰から見てって感じじゃん。いつだと遅れてていつだと早いかって人によるしさ、うん、でもそうだから、本当にこのうちらのジェネレーションでもギャップが
あるね。確かにやっぱカルチャー、育ちによって全然違ったり、うん、あとその都心で仕事してるかと、あとちょい、
ね、
ちょい田舎で、やっぱアメリカのさ、
う
ん、ミッドウェストとかに住んだ子たちとかはもう3人目産んでたりとかさ、
そうだよね、そう全然違うよねやっぱね。
Do you think that the age at which young girls are concerned about that is moving back or going to continue to move back?
Move I feel back like, as in like getting older or?
Yeah, yeah, getting older and older. I think it's gonna keep getting older along with like technology, which lets it get older. Do you know what I mean? Because、mm-hmm. it's way older now because of technology,、mm-hmm. right?
I don't think it's just technology though. It's, for instance, like women now have to work and we have more control over, like it's basically like...
Yeah, we have to make high-tech shit, do things on computers and
get
in line with the industrial age, because、
yeah.
humans didn't even live that long before, right?
Isn't that crazy? So, if you think about it, like life used to end at 40-50, man. I'm like almost、yeah. done.
How old are you now?
I'm 32 now.
32か。
Yeah.
So なんかでもなんか結構30代の女の子で絶対みんな今が一番楽しいよって言うじゃん、mm. I already feel that way、mm-hmm. butなんかそういうのを聞くと、昔って、うん、なんかアラサーっていう言葉が最初で出てきた時ってすごいなんかネガティブなイメージっていうか、うん、もう30代ってもう、ね、何おばさんだよねみたいなさ、うんうん、でも今って全然違うじゃん、うん、
で変わったのって多分この5年とかですごい意識変わったと思うんだよね、うん、なんか私がぶっちゃけ例えば28ぐらいになった時ってやっぱ Oh my god, アラサーになっちゃったみたいな。
But it's changed for some people, right? Like in our generation it's changed, right? But people、ね、our age are still being judged by older people. Like、
sure.
my grandma told me to get married by like 6 months ago. I totally missed the deadline. Not even close.
Yeah. そうだね。
Like out of nowhere, she was like really serious about it. Like, yeah, you're gonna get married like next year. I don't even have a girlfriend.
私の場合はうちのお母さんがシングルマザーだから、あんまり結婚に対しての執着心がないんだけど、やっぱり子供は欲しいなっていうのがあって、でそう思ってたんだけど、この間ちょうど近所に住んでる友達がその子の友達の結婚パーティーで、日本人なんだけど旦那さんがアメリカ、あれイギリ、オーストラリア人かな、 のスピーチを訳してたの、うん、でも超スウィートでそのスピーチがなんかそれ読んだだけで I'm like oh maybe it's nice to get married and I was like texted my boyfriend I was like can we get married one day
what did he say
he's like yes 笑顔
適当
適当 yeah I thinkYeah, I think it's, it, the wedding was fun for sure.
It was the best wedding, right?
It was the best wedding in the world. Obviously.
Well, you look lovely in the pictures.
Aww. で、楽しかったよね、でも。
Yeah, it was fun.
It was very romantic.
やっぱいいよね、結婚式って。
なんか、I've been jaded.
Mm-hmm. By Japanese weddings.
とかなんかもう全体的に、I was a jaded person.
Mm-hmm.
なんかそこからよくここまで来たなみたいな、うん、なんていうのそれをなんか冷静に見て何やってんだろうみたいにならなくなった自分みたいな、うんうんうん、よかったって思った It's like now I can do romantic stuff you know without feeling sarcastic
you know what I mean? Felt the whole time? Sarcastic.
Not the whole time but like I thought I
would. It's kind of goofy.
Yeah like it's ridiculous I'm wearing a big dress and you know
そこから
Goofy. Yeah, like,
yeah.
You know,
marriage like, is pretty awkward, especially when you have like, because the way, well, marriage is here usually like the, who's the guy, the priest guy or whatever he is, mm-hmm. isn't he,
Even, like, he's
like nothing
Anatawa
close. He's,
oh yeah,
yeah.
so, yeah. So,
so, I don't know, and it, there's a lot of really, you know, silly things that are done with the, you know, mm. the cakes and all the...superstitions and
it's
various things
definitely something that started up a long time ago obviously
yeah.
that's
yeah.
really outdated almost
yeah.
I feel like relationships in general these days are sort of no, no, I'm in like a polyamorous relationship like we're in an open relationship
what does that mean specifically what polyamorous
yeah so non-monogamous ってことかな
So that means you can sleep with other people that aren't the person you're dating.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just basically like, なんだろう、すごい面白いのが、やっぱ、モノガミってさ、社会とかソサエティが当たり前って言ったもの、っていうか、これがルールなんだよって、社会が書いたルールに従って、こう、人と付き合うわけで、mm. だけど、ポリアモリーってすごいなんだろう、うん、お互い付き合った人とコミュニケーションを取って、測って、でお互いのルールをこう作っていくのねだから、うん、でコミュニケーションはすごい普通の人たちより取ると思うだから何かをしてこれをしたことによって私は傷ついたから今度からしないでね、うん、みたいな
あ
だから、
right. It is just what people don't really keep in mind is that a relationship between people is like the agreement is just really between them for that relationship right.
right
whereasPeople feel like they really need to adhere to, you know, societal standards or, mm-hmm. or
まあそういう動きしてる人もいるよね、アメリカとかで、うん、そのまあゲイメリッジが OK になったんだったらこれもいいだろうみたいな、
そうそ
う、その奥さんいっぱいとか、
うん、とかパートナー
いっぱいとか、うん、まあみんながお互いいいんだったら別にいいじゃんみたいな、
それがポイントだと思う。なんかルールとしてやっぱり you have to lay down all your cards on the table
right, right.
to play fair. That was like.Like, even when I'm on Tinder, it's like, oh, I'm in an open relationship, みたいな。
So, if you don't mind, なんかどういう、今のところどういうルールがあるの？
なんかね、私と彼氏はすごい、open relationships の中でも特にオープンで、なんか、すっごい、例えば、私はこっちに、
彼は日本に住んでないんだよね。
そうそうそう、アメリカに住んでて、例えば彼が、女の子とデートしたりとかした時次の日なんか本当親友と話すみたいにどうだったみたいな How was she? It's like what she like? How was it? みたいな
So、うん、他の人とセックスしても別に、
うん、大丈夫なんか If you're, you know, if you're being open like to the other person that you know we have each other that like、
right.
っていうのとあと If you're safe and responsible then、
right.
you know
Do you worry thatyour partner will fall in love with one of these people and then or do you feel like that like what does that do to the relationship is mm-hmm. it does it mean because if they are if it's open mm-hmm. and they're still not leaving then mm-hmm. there's like some security in that maybe
なんかね it's really interesting because like yeah totally that was a fear like あのね多分この open relationship を通じてまず何一個大きいことが learnings があったっていうと、うん、嫉妬って普通の関係だとなんだろう消化できない感情だと思うんだけど、うん、like you know you learn how to digest jealousy and analyze it and sort of look into like what part of what action made you jealous とか、
うん、
like すごい分析してでその部分をお互いにコミュニケートしてでもなんかそれをコミュニケートできるからこそなんかより2人の絆が強まる
今じゃあこの2人の間では、うん、例えばそのなんか嫉妬することがあって、うん、なんか嫌だと思ったら、うん、それはお互い相手のために避けるとかってこと、それともそこを2人で話し合って、
最近の話だとその彼が新しい、アメリカで最近よくデートしてる子がいてでもちろんさ私日本ちゃん彼アメリカでその子は同じ町に住んでる身近で、うん、でその子も彼のことが好きで彼もその子に興味があるで、うん、もちろんすごいなんか I did feel really worried you know、
うん、
but I voiced out my worries and then we just communicate and he's like don't worry like you know I just have to sort of trust that I guess
okay
I don't know it's hard to say I mean セラビーじゃないだってなんか
まあね、
愛してる人がなんだろうね愛してる人が他の人に出会ってなんか愛してるからもしその新しく出会った人とうまくいくんだったら
ハッピーってこと、
うん、超辛いけどまあ、うん、That's life
You can be happy、
うん、
That's so mature
ね今
It's intense. It's intense
That's really mature
でもやっぱアップダウンあるやっぱさそのトラディショナルなリレーションシップじゃないから、
うん、
落ちる時もあるし、うん、なんか例えば
well,、
うん、
The relationships that people have today、I don't think are actually that traditional because if you look at、any sort of indigenous tribes or like the way that humans behaved sexually a long time ago、
mm-hmm.
In many cases it was orgiastic societies、
mm-hmm.
where、paternal lines could not be traced so、mm-hmm. a father wouldn't know who his son was、
yeah.
and so the whole community would raise children together
it's、mm. when like agriculture started that it was、more beneficial for society to sort of start having families
yeah, well, the,
units、
mm. yeah because before that、the ratio of men to women was drastically different
right,
because
right.
men were getting killed hunting all the、mm-hmm. time so it was closer to like 7 women for every 3 men or、mm-hmm. something like that、
mm-hmm.
So、mm-hmm. you can't have monogamous relationships、mm-hmm. in that sort of a you know setting、mm-hmm. doesn't work、mm-hmm. what about those other girls
like 私一回すごいなんか TED Talk なんか聞いてて面白いなと思ったのがそのもともとちっちゃい村とかに住んでた時人が、
mm-hmm.
例えばさじゃあ、パートナーが一緒の屋根の下に住んでます親が向かいに住んでます your best friend lives you know whatever but nowadays、mm-hmm. like you expect all of that from your partner right and、
yeah.
like that's just not possible and that's why there's so much divorce and whatnot andI don't really know why I mentioned this. Saki, it made sense, but...
Okay. Well, if you remember.
I'll remember, yeah. I'll let you know.
Well, there is an alarming amount of divorce. Considering the level of commitment that、mm-hmm. these people are putting into this, divorce is above 50%,、mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I already have some friends that got divorced.
Yeah,
me too. But それ今のところだけど今のところでしかも私の周りの話だけどなんかやっぱりあんまりお互いのこと知らないで知ってると思ったけど、うん、あんまり知らなかったみたいななんかコミュニケーション不足みたいなのが今のところは多い、
うんうん、
でなんかぶっちゃけなんだろうその人の話によるとやっぱりなんか一回バツイチの人の方がやっぱりその失敗まあ、失敗って呼びたくないけど一回それを経験してるから、
うん、
よりなんかパートナーに対して見る目があるから、
うん、
なんか もっと concise they're like actually、
right.
like marketable more marketable because、
right.
they've gone through a divorce、
mm. yeah
interesting
to、
yeah,
we... go back to the open relationship thing、
mm-hmm.
so I was talking about how the ratio was different、
mm-hmm.
and it was orgiastic societies in many cases、mm-hmm.For sure, it wasn't monogamous relationships.、
Mm-hmm.
So, biologically, we haven't changed since then, right?
Our
brains work the same way. the monogamous relationship is actually a cultural invention.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Right?
Totally.
So it's actually not in our genes at all. And this is all from genes. Mm-hmm. Sexual behavior is from genes. I mean, look at the sexual behavior of other primates and, you know, we all have the same parts, more or less.
Was it you guys that... I can't quite remember if it was another podcast or not, but it was like people, like I said, you know, when you 初めましてで they meet someone and you totally vibe and you have this like intense chemistry, and you know that's like part of human nature for you to get to know this person.
Right.
っていう話をしてなかったっけ。してなかったかな。
Maybe it wasn't on.
But the weird thing about that is when the first time you meet someone, mm-hmm. in, you know, if you look at our evolutionary roots, it's not about getting to really know this person. Mm-hmm. It's about, are we physically compatible?
Right.
Yeah, それもだからその
DNA information.
The first crush phase.
Yeah.
So actually the reason why human penises are shaped the way they are is to plunge semen out of, like a competitor's semen out of a woman. That's where it comes from. And so the more promiscuous...
Is that confirmed? Or it's like...
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard this like millions of times, but is that like a theory or is it... I mean, no one can really confirm it, right?
Yeah, well, it's... I mean, we don't have videotape of prehistoric man doing this.
Right.
But this is the best theory so far, and it makes a lot of sense from a biological standpoint.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And so in populations where women were more promiscuous, penises would essentially compete with each other,
mm-hmm.
right? So there's, like, the size of your balls has to do, the size of people's balls has to do with how promiscuous the women were.
Mm,
right. The amount of semen that you need to produce and testosterone and all these other things.
まあ今のソサエティだったらやっぱりモノガミの方が便利っていうだけだもんね。その今法律とかさ、何結婚して離婚してとかお金どうする、うん、養育費がとかあるから、うん、まあ一対一の方が便利っていうだけだよね。
そうだね。特に日本はそうだよね。うん、なんか戸籍とかそういうの。
いやいやいや。
だけどぶっちゃけさ、そのなんだろう。いろんな人からさ学ぶものって違うじゃん。その人からはこれを学べる、この人からはこれを学べるって。うんいう面があるから、うん、すごいポリアモリーは今の私をおすすめします皆さんに
気に入ってる、うん、
is there going back after that? Are there people that are polyamorous and then they check out of it?
Probably.
Do you know other people that are polyamorous?
I actually don't know too many polyamorous people because I feel like polyamory is like everyone is aware that you are polyamorous じゃない。だけど日本ってやっぱ浮気文化みたいな感じがあって、それって全然ポリアモリーとは違うと思うので
。いやいやいや、嘘ついてるからね。
そうそうそう。だから日本でポリアモラスな人、
でも逆にさ、
it's almost like 建前 at some point, like that they're pretending that this isn't going on.You know what I mean?
Yeah. でもだったら言ってくれた方がいいよね。あの嘘ついて隠すぐらいだったら、なんか可愛い子に出会ったんだっていうことを教えてよって感じじゃない？
But in most cases, the guy or the girl or whoever it is still actually wants to be with the person that they cheated on. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, and 浮気？
Yeah. Yeah.
なんかやっぱそれって面白いのが、そのなんだろう、心がつながる。やっぱメインのパート、私なんかプライマリーパートナー、メインパートナー、I don't know、 ボーイフレンドはすごい心がつながってて、だけどさ、ライフパートナーとかそういう面とさ、なんか何て言うの、 your sexual desire is it could be separated, right?
Right.
So like, I mean, why not go have fun? Like,
right.
You know, and fulfill that sexual desire.
Do you know?
Right.
I'm pretty sure this is true, but I believe that women would go to the doctor and the doctor would finger bang them to get them off and release, make women come.
What?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's something that
Where
doctors
is this doctor?
used to do. It's like a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For the psychiatric purposes, right? なんかあの、well, hysteria とか、なんか女のヒステリーになったりするのは なんかオーガズムが足りないからだみたいな、うん、でもすごい本当の昔の話だよね、
yeah.
であのなんか器具があって、yeah. I don't think they were fingering them. They had like a,
like a sex toy dildo-ish
thing, and then they'll like perform this whatever and、mm.でまあ、come するっていう。でもさ、
yeah, but we still have doctors making women come, like sexually frustrated women come.
Are
what? Right?
Really?
Well, I mean,
what?
Still, as in, well,
it's like a type of
not like now. I don't mean now. I mean like even then. Like, do you know what I mean?
Right.
So you're saying it's not finger banging. It's a tool, but、yeah. either way.
But I mean,
what I mean by still not ima.、Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I've read about that, but then being a girl, なんかそれ。Come, できるかなって思った。 Because I feel for me at least, like I need.
It's pretty mental too.
Yeah. You know? So like I go to this like clinic and then this guy that I don't even know, this old guy with a dildo. Like, am I really gonna be able to come in that kind of a situation? You know what
well,
I mean.
Well, there's a lot of other things going on too. Well, the people that are going to come. These are women that want.This service being done by the doctor, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're going there for that purpose.
Why can't they just like get themselves 自分で off? Like,
yeah.
I guess because they were.
That's sinning. You can't do that. That's,
oh,
you,
I forgot.
Are you、
Oops.
Crazy? God's watching. You're gonna.
まあそういうのがあればね、確かにね、それしか方法がないもんね。
Like、the masturbation stuff gets really weird with all the, you know, Kellogg's.、Mm-hmm.Like cornflakes were invented to keep you from masturbating.
Right.
Like all this crazy
Have
stuff.
Have you seen that,
that
like weird like it's like anti-masturbation cross みたいなやつで It's like you put your kid in this like strap like a Velcro cross thing so they can't touch themselves. What, you know, like little kids. Of course, they're curious. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, what I mean. So、right. like they have these like little.
Oh my god.
Have you seen The Exorcist?Where they tie this girl down in those like straps and stuff,、mm-hmm. she is possessed by the devil. So she breaks free, and what's the first thing she does? She grabs a cross with Jesus on it and masturbates with it in the movie、
oh、
Exorcist,、God. Right?
The
work of the devil.
But it's like that's the fear. That's、yeah. the fear. Look how evil she is.
See,
She's masturbating、
so、weird.
With the cross、
like-
of Jesus.
So, I don't know. Embracing your sexuality is just normal, you know? It's、
yeah.
like part of our human nature, and I hate this stigma that society has against... Like, what's wrong with women feeling liberated about sex? What is wrong、
yeah.
with women being sex positive? Like,
I don't know what makes it... なんか人によって違うじゃん。Like, I've been embracing my sexuality for like a long time.、Mm-hmm. でも人によってはさ、mm-hmm. それができない。やっぱり社会のイメージとかの方が大きくて、できない人もいるわけじゃん、うん、その違いって何なんだろうっていつも不思議なんだよね、うん、
We know all the weird people are out there. I mean, everyone's weird、
mm-hmm. yeah.
But we have, like, there's so much porn. How can there be this much、mm-hmm. Like, you could have porn on 24/7 on 100 different TVs and you still couldn't watch all of it.
そうだね、
like,
そうだね、
It's ridiculous、
yeah.
Where are all, you know, how canWhat percentage of the population is going into porn? It's, you know what I mean? Like it's, it seems way bigger than you would expect.
Because
if an alien showed up here, hung out with people, had coffee, nobody ever told the alien about porn, he would have no idea.
Yeah.
And when he found out about the internet and that it's mostly porn, like that would
mind blowing.
Be the awakening.
Yeah, yeah
right?
Like, whoa.
There's no indication like,in everyday life that that's there
なんだなんでだろうねなんでこうなっちゃったんだろうね社会ってただの欲の一つじゃん食欲お腹空いた、
ね、
じゃあ食べよう、うん、セックスしたいじゃあやろうみたいなさ、
yeah.
それが本来
well that's not very Disney、
まあ、I guess I mean and also まあセクシズムとかもいろいろ入ってたと思うけどね、う
ん、まあね、yeah. その男の人はなんか遊んで It's like wee みたいな感じだけど女の人が遊んでるとあんまりいいイメージがつかないっていうのが
yeah, yeah, yeah.
ちょっと前までのね
Yeah、
うん、
まあ I guess that's also related to the fact that we could get pregnant、なんかその responsibility のセンスがあるかないかみたいなのをそこでジャッジされちゃうみたいなのあったと思うよね
What do you think about how in relationships is there is there something special, like inherently special about like the monogamous relationship model? Because I think at some point, like most people want to sort of own the other person. You know, it's like, yeah, my heart belongs, like this is all for you. This is all yours. You can do whatever you want. I'm totally, you know, it's like this, like nobody else is touching this. I mean, it's kind of the flip side of the whole virgin thing, but yeah, it's like, it's like the virgin thing is like, no one has ever touched it. It's like brand new, just like,
I'd you know? Say like with my personal experience, it's like knowing that giving your partner the freedom to explore and learn, but for them to still come back to you is like,
そこでまた絆が強まるみたいな。そうだね。あの、フリーダムがあるのに自分に返ってくるっていうことだもんね。そう、だから
本当にこんなに、例えばさ、じゃあいろんな目の前にオプションがあって、なんていうの、一個しかオプションがなくてそれを選ぶのと、三つオプションがあってそれを選ぶさみたいな。
So do you see yourself being in a monogamous relationship in the future?
Yeah, totally.
Like, is that sort of your plan, or do you feel like...
それ聞かれるのよく、なんか、でも結局、でもいずれか結婚したら monogamous になるんだよね、みたいな。でも、it's like, I don't know, maybe? その時の気分によってじゃないのかなと思う。
There's freedom in not...
まあ、決めれないよね、そんな。
There's freedom in not deciding, too. Or deciding not to decide, I guess.
だって、ぶっちゃけ1年半前の私に、polyamory のことどう思うって聞かれたら、no way, man! みたいな。そんな、サンフランシスコに住んでるヒッピーじゃないんだし、そんなの無理みたいな。だけど、そのこんなにも relationship から I've never learned so much in a short period of time through a relationship. And I think it made me grow as a person because I used to have hard time communicating my emotions, but now communication is such a core essential part of a relationship that it's amazing. It's like I really recommend it to everyone.
まあ何でも言えた方がね、いいに決まってるよね。Like, I can kind of not relate, but like, how am I going to say this? It's like, I have this thing where I feel like jealousy turns me on.
Uh-huh.
So like, and I've said this to him, you know, mm-hmm. and it's dangerous because I've never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never seen him with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really dangerous because I wouldn't know until I do it.
Mm.
And I might hate him afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I might love it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's a different thing, but it's like, but for me to be able to tell him this
mm-hmm.
was like a nice thing for me. For
what do you mean by jealousy turns you on, though?
Yeah, like to expand in detail.
Like to think about.
Like, there's a whole genre that I just found out about recently, and I felt really out of the loop when I found out of. How do you say it? Cuckolding? Do you know what
this
is? Oh, wait. What is that?
Yeah.
Cuckolding
that's a,
is...
That's a reverse version, right? Like, だから男性が自分の彼女とか奥さんと他の男性が一緒にいるのを見ると it's a turn on.
Is it gender specific? Cuckolding.
Yeah. There's a different term for the reverse version. I don't know. I don't remember, but...
It's weird.
It's kind of like that, I think, for me. Like, when I think about him with someone else or him with his ex-girlfriend or whatever, it turns me on.
ああ、面白い。それって多分パートナーともっと話して追求したらもっと面白いところに行けると思うよ。
そうなんだけど、危ないんだよね。
I'm sure he's not down for that.
Because I might love it, but I might be shocked to actually see it. Like right in front of me, mm-hmm. and I might hate him for it.
You're
later.
Not gonna hate like, him for it. I don't know, but if
right, so it's like I don't know. So I've been like always thinking about it, like, and then I'm interested in girls.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it could be a win-win situation
totally.
For me, but then at the same time, it's kind of risky because we're married now.
That doesn't matter. Like, it's like, ぶっちゃけそのmy partner wanted to see me with another guy. So we had sex, three of us, and it was like interesting experience. Yeah.
そっか.
interesting experience. With
it was fun. It was really fun. It's just like...
How did you find the third person, though?
We went online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we found someone. It was really hard, though, because it's like, you know, we had this couple profile on a dating site.
Right.
When I was in L.A., and like the people were like, cut them and be like, oh, I'm down. It's like, who? We ask you. Plus, you're like not our type. Just because we're looking for a third partner, it doesn't mean that we're like,
yeah,
shirigaru, you know?
So, that's
it. So, exactly.
What kind of people are trying to like join in on a couple?
He was dating a couple before as well. So he sort of knew, like, he was...
He's a pro.
So he's like the third wheel professional.
He's a third, yeah.
Did you pick him or did he pick him? Like,
I can't quite remember.
Okay.
Because
if you're, like, overly excited and... do you know what I mean? Like, if he's, like, way more buff than your boy... I don't know, but, you know... It could get kind of strange, no?
そう。でもやっぱりさ、その心の絆と信頼関係がパートナーとはあるから、なんか it's just like 箸休め的な、わかる？
箸休め？
押し入れ子のさ、ちょっと塩昆布的な。
やばいね。ちょっとあの毎回ポッドキャストにタイトルつけてたとしたら、もうこれ箸休めタイトルだね。そっか。
そう。
How do you think about jealousy?Like, I mean, I feel like you have more experience dealing with that or thinking about that than probably me or mommy does.
もともと私でもすっごい嫉妬深い人で、
そうなんだ。
すごかったの。で、なんか嫉妬を感じてどうやってダイジェストするか、なんて消化していいか分かんないから、もうどんどんどんどんどんどんなんか硬い石みたいに心の中でなって、どんどんなんか下にね、ぐるぐるぐるぐ
るぐるぐるするみたいな。
なんだけど、その嫉妬に対して話し合う、嫉妬ってやっぱさ感情で、それに波に乗っちゃうともう何もできないけど、実際その波がどっから始まったのかと、you know, you just like try to take it,
analyze it,
yeah, then it becomes much more like digestible. It's like, あ、ここがこうだったから嫌だったんだなみたいな。
今例えば嫉妬する時もあるの？
あるよ。例えばそのじゃあパートナーがあのその今付き合い始めたもう一人のことをデートして、嫉妬っていうか不安かな、不安になる時はある、ぶっちゃけ。
そっか。
So do you feel like you identify the thing that makes you feel jealous and then you just process that and then the thing doesn't make you jealous anymore, or because there's a lot of things you can do after that.
Yeah,
that's good.
Right? And then so after I analyze it, I pitch that out to my partner and we talk about it, and he's like, hantani, really constructively, he's like, okay, ここは you don't have to worry about it, don't worry, oh, I totally understand, みたいな話し合いをして、なんか move on するみたいな。
そっか。
なんか私たちってすごい、そのそういう会話をすることによってで、なんか it's like 雨降って地固まる、 you know?
Like, right, right, right. もっと絆が強くなるってこと。
強まるから、そう。
だから例えば彼が新しい女の子に会っても余裕でいられるってこと、 right?
そう。
It's like,
have fun みたいな。I hope you guys have great sex みたいな。
わー、wow. すごいね。でもだから妄想とかに取りつかれないってことだよね。
そうだね、
冷静でいれるってことだよね。
冷静でいられる。あ、今頃でも、でもなんかリアルタイムでさ、あ、今頃やってんのかなみたいな。メールの返事が返ってこないみたいな。あ、忙しいんだなみたいな。
すごいね。それをニコニコして話せるとこまで来たっていう。
来ちゃったね。
その元々ジェラスな人が。だから何があるか分かんないよね。
そう、だからここまで私をこうオープンなマインドにしてくれたのってやっぱりこのポリアモリーっていうのがあったから。
それはもともとどっちが提案したっていうか、どういうふうにこうなったの？
So like my ex, 今のパートナーの前、he also lived in the States as well. So なんかその時は it was more like 距離があるからこそ、じゃあ realistically speaking we should keep this open っていうことになって、でもその時は本当なんかお互いにこんなになんていうの、 今からデートですみたいな報告とかはなく、うん、割とその under the なんていうの under the table じゃないけどわかる
right right、まあ、暗黙の了解的な
そうそうそうあの don't ask don't tell basically、うん、ねあってだけどそれって真のポリアモリーじゃないと思うのなんか、うん
まあ、不安になっちゃうっていうか you have to wonder right like そうそうそう今何してんだろうとか
そうそれがあってでも次の彼氏になってそれが一切なくなったからすごい逆にすごい安心できるっていうか、うん、隠し事が一切ないかな
right right right
seems like such an intense thing to like how do you start doing that or what kind of how did thisWhere did this come from?
I think it's interesting because we both started... We actually, my partner and I, we both sort of discovered polyamory at the same time. So we kind of both grew, you know, like we hit these common barriers right. at the same time. っていうことで we started off open as well.
Okay.
だから、I think it might be a little bit harder for monogamous couples to be like, hey, I think we should...open our relationship up, you know?
Ah, そっか。
So yeah, it was kind of easy for us.
But... でもなんか羨ましいというかさ、その jealousy って別にいらない感情じゃん。冷静に考えてみると、うん、結局常に、うん、だからあの時嫉妬しといてよかったってことってないじゃん。
うん、
だからそこを乗り越えられれば絶対もっと楽に生きられるというかさ
そうそうそう
生きやすいじゃんみんな多分
なんか今まですごい時間を無駄にしてたなと思うジェラシー、うん、
そうだってなんか普通にジェラシーになったりとかして別れた後にもさもう、うん、I was totally a waste of time と思うじゃん、うん、結局別れたわけだからそこであんな嫉妬する意味あったのかな、うん、みたいなさ
わかるでなんかそういうその嫉妬に対しての分析力とかってやっぱりそのじゃあ分析するっていうことが他のなんていうのJealousy 以外にもこう it applies to、
right.
different aspects of my life so I really、right. feel like さっきも言ったけど I really grew so, from this
you're dealing with your ego a lot right or thinking about the ego because that's where jealousy comes from right?
right
the ego
right
so what other ways do you think this has changed like the way you think about things like from jealousy or from being in an open relationship or polyamorous like and theninspecting your ego like this bothers me but it I'm going to decide that it shouldn't bother me or I would just it just won't bother me anymore however you pull that off、and so how does that introspection and like looking at your ego kind of work in other areas
I think it's just like taking a step back basically and then not being so like nomadeteru in your emotions、butjust like looking at it holistically I think that was just like a big learning does that answer your question no
well yeah it does in one way yeah I don't know what else involves ego I mean a lot of stuff does everything does
well I think like in a relationship not justthe, you know, その他に誰かいるとか以外でも、mm-hmm. その例えば相手が夢を追いかける追いかけないとかもさ、mm-hmm. なんていうのなんかコンサーバティブって言ってくれた方が自分が楽だと、うん、そっちにこう相手を誘導しちゃったりとか、
うん、
you know、
うん、
なんか it's a bigger perspective or it's a perspective outside of your own head、
うん、
you'd say、
うん、
なんだろうその and it's also like you're doing something non-traditional right?
right
so I think it like opens up your 視野 to、うん、accept different things
right、しかもそういうことやってなんかさそっちに向かっていくと人のこともジャッジしなくなっていくよね、You know what I mean? Like...
そうだねでなんか本当に全てをもう嫌っていうほど話し合うからなんかより他人っていう人間の頭のなんていうの回転とかの違い、人と人がさやっぱり we're all different right? And、
yeah.
like the things that we feel like 当たり前 sometimes is just totally not 当たり前 for other people so it's just like you really sort of 肌に感じる that aspect so it was just really interesting for me to learn how you know you look at one thing and 当たり前だけどさ you look at one thing but another person looks at it completely different
right right
っていうのを
それ本当にでも誰かと近づかないと分かんないことだもんね、
分からない
you know like that's what I've been discovering too like wow we're so different
そうでなんかなんだろう relationships ってよく当たり前のこと暗黙の当たり前があるじゃんたくさん そう、それってすごい時間の無駄だなと思うことがある。うん、
そうだね。I think there's a, there might be a connection between that and various drug use. You said you found the Mina episode interesting, mm-hmm. but with a lot of those psychedelics, mm-hmm. Because it does that, because it removes people from their own perspective, mm-hmm. because it takes you out of your mind frame, then they don't really think about themselves so personally anymore. So even if things happen to you, you may not necessarily... It's not the end of the world, right? Mm-hmm. Even though... Because if you are all you see, then when something happens to you, mm-hmm. it happens to the whole world, mm-hmm. right? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like the baby stage.
Yeah.
Basically, right?
Yeah. But we're still in that baby stage. We never really left the baby stage.
We never do, yeah. actually.
But we can kind of, you know, try.
I think it's like being aware that yeah. there is the baby stage is like a learning. That's one step towards
so growing
up or whatever.
That, I think that makes a huge difference, actually. Yeah.
Just big babies.
Big babies.
We're just big babies.
Uh-huh.
でも本当に大人ってないよね。大人っていうもの。
そう、ちょっとずつなんか、一歩大人に近づいたかなって思う瞬間、瞬間でもないけど、まあ、ちょっとあるじゃん。だけど。
What did you think of adults when you were a kid? Like, what's an adult? What are grown-ups?
Really depends.
Because we're talking about big babies. I was mm-hmm. just thinking, like, when I was a kid, I think a lot of people have this idea. Like, oh, they're a grown-up. Oh, they're an adult. Like, they're smarter than me. Like they know all this stuff. Like, you know, like, there's all these things. Like, you listen to grown-ups. You respect mm-hmm. people that are older than you. Like, you just have this overwhelming feeling that they're nothing like you.
Yeah, it's like when you're a teenager, 20 was like a grown-up, right?
Oh, remember that?
Then all of a sudden you're 20 and you're like, no way, man.
Yeah, yeah. Every year, you know, on birthday, it's like...
Yeah, the moving goalposts where you... I don't know. It's like, are you secretly becoming that old person? Like, am mm-hmm. I that guy now?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that me now? Like, am I there? Because I feel like I didn't do the full growing up. I'm like 60% maybe of an adult.
Do you feel like part of growing up is like learning that you're actually never going to grow up?
Yeah, that's what I think. That's totally what
like,
I think.
You have this vision of a grown up.
Yeah, but you're never going to get there.
But then again, you look at someone that's like 15 and we know that someone that's like 20 years older. I see 20-year-olds and I'm just like, you don't really know. Like, it's just the experience gap. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just things they haven't done or they, you know, like, mm-hmm. like how dumb was I when I was 20?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I was so dumb.
I was so dumb too. でもやっぱそれってなんか年ってよりも experience の量じゃない。だから例えば even if you're 60, like if you're always at home, like just watching TV, not thinking mm-hmm. much, you know, not interacting with people, then you could be like まだ子供 inside, you know, because you just don't have enough experience.
Is that what happened?
What?
To me.
No. No, でもだって1年前とか2年前とかでもなんかすごい自分何も分かってなかったなっていうか
急ピッチに育ったねマミ
マミ結構急ピッチに育ったの
It's not it's like it's not that you're becoming more of an adult it's everyone is kind of going in different directions
mm-hmm. yeah
and I feel like I relate to less people as I get older in a weird way.
Are you turning into the ganko oyaji?
ね、スクルージみたいになっちゃう。
Like, no. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know, man.
Like, stuff that I like has been intensified. Like, my interest about certain things have been intensified. Whereas, I was kind of more indifferent when I was younger. Oh, yeah, I'll listen to Nickelback or whatever.
それって私この会話ってすごい一回しててさ、昔ってさ、すごい幅広いジャンルの音楽聞いてたじゃん。 And like, I think I was like far more aware of what was happening in the world.
Right.
It's because like, when you're younger, you try to identify who you are through the things you like. So you're trying to ajimi suru a bunch of different stuff, but as you get older, your identity solidifies a little bit more. So you're more like,
Well, you know yourself more,
yeah,
right?
And you know, like, what you like, so yeah. you just delve into your interests.
Yeah.
But you're never gonna like the music that the kids like. That's never gonna happen again, right?
Really. Well, you might.
But not like, it's not because you're listening to a bunch of different stuff and kind of going out of your way. Because I feel like, you know, it's, you know what you like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
but you also don't know what you would like if you heard it. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
That's really interesting because, like, I don't really like pop music, but my boyfriend, he's like, he plays the guitar and, like,
he's
a musician too. So, like, we were driving and he'll put, like, top 40 on, you know?
Okay.
And I'm like, whoa, top 40. And then I'm like, listening to, like, Rihanna, and I'm like, oh, it's actually pretty cool. だからなんかそういうのも面白いかなって思う。たまにはなんか聞いてみてもいいかもよ。Top 40.
Yeah.
なんか日本の Top 40をおすすめしない。でもわかんない。Yeah. 侮れないよね。もしかしたら日本も。
Mommy's buying Bieber songs.
Oh my god! For the first time, I bought Justin Bieber one. No, actually three. I bought three Justin Bieber
actually
songs.
Actually five. Actually, I bought everything.
初めて。But you know, it happens. You know, he's a grown up now. Like, it's okay for me to say he's hot now. Before it was like a, you know, pedophile. You know, he was a baby.
How old is Justin Bieber?
I have no idea.
Wasn't he like,
he's younger
eight,
than me.
Like 2 years ago? What happened?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Michael, that's called we're getting old because time is flying by quicker.
本当だよね。Yeah, he was a baby, but now he's a grown man. You
he
know,
is, isn't
his
he?
Voice sounds really nice and everything. So I was like, oh, you know, fuck it. I don't care if people make fun of me. I'm just going to buy Justin Bieber song.
Mommy the Believer.
I thought Justin Bieber was a girl. Like, I literally thought Bieber was a girl in his songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Well, before when he was a baby.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like a girl anymore. So it's
no,
like,
he's a man now.
It's not a Caitlyn Jenner, like, gender switching thing. But to my ears, it felt like that. Mm-hmm. Like, he had a sex change.
声変わりってやつですかね。
声変わりってやつですね。大人になっちゃったんだよ、もう。でもそう、like, never say never. You never know what you're gonna like.
そうだね。
Or what you're gonna not like. Mm. まあ、relationship もそうだしね。
でもなんか、back on the music thing, like, たまにさ、その、なんだろう、do you guys have those moments where you, like, you listen to a song and it just, like, resonates so much to everything, like, where your life is, it just, like, really stabs you at the heart?
Yeah.
Like, 若い時ってさ、それ、音楽いろいろ聞いてたから、その機会がもっとあったと思うんだけど、やっぱり大人になると、狭まってくるじゃん。
うん。
聞くことが。
There's this idea, well, it's like, I don't know, it's almost superstitious, but that radios talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you get in your car and you just have the radio on, mm-hmm. you're not listening to anything specific, that radios talk, like people have felt this way for a long time. I don't know, have you seen like the Transformers movie where the radio is like playing romantic music, but it's the I don't know, the movies, whatever, but the idea is like when you just randomly have something on, you're just going to hear and remember the things that impact you.
Mm-hmm.
So your brain automatically filters stuff that's not you know, not going to affect you, mm-hmm. or find something that has something to do with your life,
mm-hmm.
and amplify it many times, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all this like really resonates, or this, like those things, it's like all you're doing is like getting in a car and driving, but like all this stuff is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Your life is being changed. Your mind is being rearranged by things that have nothing to do with you,
mm-hmm.
except for the way that you understand them and kind of they affect your brain, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm a lyrics person.
Mm-hmm.
超なんか歌詞を一生懸命聞くっていうか、それでなんかそのインタープレテーションによってめっちゃリレートするみたいな。
私歌詞全然聞かないんだよね。
そっち派か。
もうなんかバイブスみたいな。
What about dreams? Do you find stuff that's like meaningful in your dreams, or are you just, oh, that was a weird dream, and you get on with your day, like?
I actually don't really remember my dreams. I think it's just like, I think if I train myself, I will, but I just don't.
Right, right.
Do you guys remember your dreams?
Well, just like 2 days ago, I had a dream where my husband was being mean to me. So I woke up and I thought it was real.
Mm.
So I woke up and I was like really mean to him. I was like, oh, you asshole みたいな感じで思って。でもそういうのが多い。
かわいそう。
いつも、
そう、いつも彼が何か私にしてくる。でも多分なんかあると思う。そういう subconsciously になんか everything is going really nicely. He's really sweet and romantic and everything. And I think maybe I'm being kind of not skeptical, but it's like, is it real? You know, like
maybe you're trying to balance it out somehow.
Maybe
like, it's too sweet that like
yeah, like it can't be real.
He's
got
to be an asshole sometimes.
Yeah. でも夢の中の意地悪度はちょっとずつ減ってんの。なんか最初の出会った頃は like he was selling my organs in my dream.
Wow, it's pretty hardcore. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. なんか what's the catch みたいに思ってたんだろうね。
For
多分
how much?
I don't even know. Hopefully expensive, but so.でもだからちょっとはマシにはなってるけど、何なんだろうね。
Is it mostly what do you think it is? Like, do you apply any meaning to it? Do you think that that's just your fear?
I think it's just my subconscious thing where it's like this can't because なんかいいことって続かない、まあ悪いことも続かないし、いいことも続かないってずっと思って生きてきたから、なんか really みたいななんか。Really, could this be real? Like, he's awesome.
It's real, man. It's real.
I know, right? So, それがなんか夢に出てきちゃってるのかなって自分では分析してるけど。
でもそれってなんか、
oh, sorry. Go ahead. どうぞ。
なんかそれって多分 your trust with the relationship with him is like getting stronger. So,
I think so. I think so. And I mean, I learned that you really have to fully trust the other person, which Mm-hmm. have been really difficult for me.
Mm-hmm. How come?
Because I was jaded. Mm-hmm. I was really jaded. My parents' relationship fell apart, mm-hmm. and I saw it, and it was like, oh, what's the point of marriage? You know,
yeah.
You shouldn't trust anyone, blah, blah, blah. And my
don't you think it, part of it is like going from just a general impression to like really specifically, like, I can trust this person?
Yeah, yeah, right? Maybe, yeah.
It's like a kind of a narrowing down.
そうだね。何もいない状態で、そうだね。Maybe I should trust someone と思っても無理だよね。
Yeah, you still wouldn't just trust whoever.
Yeah.
It's just, you know,
yeah, I guess so.
Membrane that this one person kind of has to like, you know, you have to slowly cross. It's like, okay.We're still trusting each other, mm-hmm. and that slowly gets turned up more and more, like mm-hmm. the trust levels.
Yeah,
especially if you're jaded. Like, I think
it's
the amount of
change, you know.
Yeah,
and like I feel like I don't know. I never. My parents were divorced, and like I never really wanted to like blame it on them. But yappari, if I
yeah,
落ち着いて think about it, yappari, the fact that they got divorced has a huge impact on my trust.
Yeah.
In regards to relationships, なんか、yeah. どっかで、I mean, everyone does, like, no one wants to get hurt, right? But、mm. I think I'm extra sensitive to that.
わかるわかる。Like、なんか自分をプロテクトしなきゃいけないから。
そうで、この間すごい learning があったのが、その彼氏とその新しく付き合い始めた女の子の、そのなんか最初の、まださ、消化してない、そのシチュエーションを消化してない時、mm. 何かがあって、その self defense mechanism 私の気持ちの、mm. で I learned that I totally disengage from it so、mm. 昔は I used to just let it go without analyzing it was just like、
right.
oh I don't love him anymore みたいな、
right.
終わってたけど今回この polyamory だから一回ちょっと analyze して what happened って自分に問いかけて it's like oh okay so I still love him but I just disengaged a little bit from、
right.
the relationship in order to protect my feelings
Right.
みたいな learnings があって、mm. like, to be able to coin that process like,、
yeah.
as disengagement、
right.
was like a learning.
そうだね。でもそうすると本当に生きやすくなるよね。
Mm.
You know what I mean?、
Mm.
なんか振り回されない。自分の感情に振り回されないから。うちもなんか、my parents' relationship like, fell apart after I grew up.、
Mm-hmm.
なんかある程度大人になってからだったか、mm. その before と after が自分でくっきり分かりやすい、mm-hmm. like I was suddenly jaded、
mm-hmm.
and my best friend betrayed me and I lost my job とかなんかいろいろあって、mm-hmm. だからなんか
大変だったんだね
そうなの、oh. so I was so jaded でも今なんか oh like you know, he means it when he says that he would never hurt me とか、mm-hmm. and it's okay for me to trust him、mm-hmm. or like I have to, you know, otherwise it's not going to go anywhere みたいな。
How do you look past the fact that people change? Like, that's what's bothered me. It's like I've been in relationships where that person changed so dramatically、mm-hmm. that it's like even if you make some guarantee about forever ornext year, 5 years from now, whatever it is, it's kind of like the person that's saying it now isn't really the same person that's gonna know that they said it that many years ago in the future.
I mean, what's like the time frame of that huge change? Like, is it, how long was it when that switch happened?
Well, I don't want to specify the length because then they'll know who I'm talking about.
Oh, what it's just like, you know, if it's like a really short period of time, then you just...
So, 1、2ヶ月なのか。
なんかかぶってた。
あ、猫かぶってたのか。
ビローンって外して。
Yeah. People change. I change a lot, too. So...
Oh, no. Yeah, she has to go.
More?
ね、あっという間だったね。
Oh, my God.
あっという間だったけど、you're late, no?
Yeah.
やばいやばい。
I have to take my partner out for a birthday dinner.
Oh, it's his birthday?
It was his birthday yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And he flew in yesterday, too, so...
Oh, no.
Oops.
Yeah, I don't want to keep you here. I don't want to keep you here. せっかくのラブロマンス。
これ超楽しかったんだけど、ありがとうございます。
ね、ありがとう。やっぱ話がどこ行くか分かんないよね。話してみるまで。
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you for coming. You have to come back.
For sure.
To finish our conversation. Properly. Okay, so, 終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
ありがとうございます。
はい。
こんにちは。
こんにちは。
前回の特別編が、あの、結構ね、サラが出ていかなきゃいけなくてパッと終わったので、1ヶ月後にまた戻ってきてもらって、後半をこれから収録します。イエイ。
イエイ。こんにちは。
あの、前回と違ってね、今回はお酒飲んでないから、あの、全員シラフでお届けします。そう、なんかね、この間、その、ポリアムリーの話を聞いて、すごい面白かったんだけど、なんか、多分圧倒されて、うん、はぁはぁって聞いて、なんか、あんまり意見も言わず、質問もせず終わったみたいな、その、後の感想的にね。
うん。
だからお願いして忙しいのにごめんね、また。
楽しいからさ、この話するの。
I don't know if I remember all the details. It's kind of complicated.
Yeah, it's very complicated. もうあの、Facebook のさ、あの、relationship status あるじゃん。
ああ、complicated.
いつも、そう、私と彼氏は、they don't know what complicated is. We're complicated, みたいな。
Definition がね、違うよね、ちょっと。
めっちゃ複雑。
どうよ、この1ヶ月間でなんか変化とかあった？
あるなんかこの間すごい多分めっちゃポジティブでちょうどその日彼が日本に来てウェイみたいなモードで
、right.
でもなんかもちろんさ楽しいけどその分落ちる時もいろいろあって、
うん、
なんか、うん、落ちたり上がったり落ちたり上がったり安定したりみたいな
っていう past month
そうね
OK、うん、So he's not here right now
そう帰っちゃったの
But you're gonna see him soon right?
Yep and I'm going to be in LAYay!
So are you're stable now or?
Yeah, I'm pretty stable.
Fairly
today.
Stable.
Pretty stable.
Are you on like the downswing or like the upswing of like the.
I'm like usually above norm. わかる?なんか、結構いつもハッピーで、だけどやっぱ女の子ってさ、すごいホルモンに左右されるじゃん。
そうね。
1ヶ月のうち。
Yes.
信じられないほど。
Yes.
だから、それダウンの時とホルモンが重なると、もう。Why am I doing this? みたいな
Right, right, right でもそのさ Why am I doing this? って思ったところから、うん、あでもやっぱり続けようって思うなんかモチベーションは何なの？
なんかよそ見ってやっぱさしちゃうじゃん
、okay.
とかあと私のパートナーもお互いセックス好きだからねしたければすればいいさみたいな、
right.
っていう
with other people you mean
そうそうそうでなんかやっぱりさ私ってすごいヒッピーだから直感的な部分があって人と出会った時になんか you vibe right なんかそれを追求しないのがすごいもったいないって思う時がある、
huh. okay
is that the general progression that you target when you meet new people that you're interested in is like is that your default track or
no?
Because a lot of girls are like, you know, very. It's like they friend zone people by default, like, or there's a very strong barrier.
Mm.
Like, you think you don't have as strong of as much of a barrier there, or like, how do you? What do you do with this?
クリックする人でいるじゃん、たまに出会う。で基本みんなフレンドゾーンで、私基本的にみんなすごいだけど、すっごいバイブして、すっごいケミストリーがもうなんかわかる、細胞がさもう引き寄せ合う人とかいるじゃん初めて会って、だからなんかそういう人とかはあどうなんだろうなってなって、それをまあプス
ーしてみる、
してみたり、
うん、それでもやっぱり自分の彼の方がいいなってなるってこと？それともなんかそういう比べるとかっていうよりは、
あでもやっぱさ人間で比べちゃうから、なんかあ彼の方がこうだとか、なんかあセックス良かったけど心が通じてなかったとか、やっぱ人間っていろんなさセックスのやり方もあるから、あこの人とのセックス楽しかったとか、
right, right.
いろいろあって、だけどやっぱり所詮セックスはセックスで、なんか私とパートナーはすごいなんだろうね、心のやっぱ心の臭いね、なんかこの話心の絆だぜ
日本語だとね、日本語だと特にね、yeah. しかも last time Michael was その after you left、mm-hmm. it turned out that he was confused with the wording like partner and boyfriend、you thought those were different people, right?
I don't remember in which way I was confused, but like, I remember I was confused.
Yeah, he was like so like there are two guys
because some people say like my partner to refer to like the person they're dating,
mm-hmm. right,
mm-hmm. you know, so there's like a lot of, I guess the words that you use have mm-hmm. to be a little bit more
so defined,
chosen,
uh-huh.
like if you
right.
have but it's, other partners
right, right but it's one guy right one
yeah. partner
like, slash boyfriend.
I feel like a lot of polyamorous people use the word partner. I don't know. I don't know what the ABCs of polyamory really
right.
are. But he's my boyfriend. He's my partner.
Right. Right.
He's my best friend.
Do you connect with any sort of a polyamorous community at all? Do you know other people that are polyamorous? Is there like Facebook groups?
Polyamory.com.
Oh,
no. Actually, you know, in Japan, it's quite hard to find. I think it's actually quite hard to find anywhere. Wakaru.
Okay.
But a lot of people are monogamous, or even if they're interested in polyamory, they're not open about it, or they haven't accepted it. The funny thing is, though, like my boyfriend and I were here. We were like hanging out with our friends, and I knew that my friend, the girl, was interested in polyamory, and she's like, it's not natural for human beings to just be with one person, you know?
Right.
And then we were talking about that, and then I was like, huh, maybe this is a fun opportunity to increase more polyamorous people around me. So それをmy partner となんか we were offline だけどちょっと相談してて、今度さあの二人とご飯食べた時にちょっとこの会話持ち上げて、like 持ち出して let's see what they think ってなって、
okay.
で4人でご飯食べてた時にpolyamory の話して、もうどれだけ楽しいか、どれだけ私と私のパートナーが it's like it's so much fun, it's great っていう話をしてたら、次回会った時に they were like oh guess what, we decided to open our relationship ってなって
、
oh my god, I was like converted another couple,
oh my god. じゃあその二人はあの何 exclusive な関係だったんだけど、その会を経て、じゃあ開くかみたいな、
みたいな。
Wow, すごいね。
Are you guys involved in their polyamorous relationship in any capacity, or is it just you gave them the idea and there's like no like, do you know
swapping like, situation?
Is
you mean?
There like is swinging part of this in any way?
I'm not like a big pro on it. I mean, you know, this is my first real open relationship,
right.
and I don't know what. I'm not part of the polyamorous community per
right.
se, so I don't know what the etosetora
right.
is, you know?
そうだよね。え、なんかそのさ、what I was wondering after the last episode was that その、この今、サラがやってる形のポリアモリーっていうのは、遠距離だから、 なんていうの、
やってる
のか、それとも例えば彼が東京に引っ越してきてもそれは続くものなのか。
ね、そう結構それ聞かれるの、遠距離だからオープンにしてるんだよねって言われるんだけど、うん、違うんだよね、多分一緒に住んでも
変わらない。
うん、なんかお互いに自由を与えて好きなことをやってきな、好きな体験して遊んで学んでおいでって言って、なんかそんな自由なのに帰ってきてくれるとかっていう、なんて言うんだろう、信頼感とかさ、なんか it's just
right,
really
right.
like
So it's different from swinging.
Yeah, swinging is like I don't really
What's
know what
swinging?
It, it's swapping
swinging,
partners.
Swinging is I feel like swinging is a lot more well known than polyamory. But I feel like swinging is something that was going on in maybe the 80s or
like
something. Maybe it's like
partner swapping.
Yeah, like
or like sex clubs.
People would be required to bring a woman because
right.
otherwise it's like I'm getting
ripped
off.
Sausage fest.
Yeah, so they would have these swinger. There'd be like swinging parties where all these swinger couples mm-hmm. go and they all,
exchange trade. Partners.
They like put all their car keys in some. Bowl or something, and then people like draw, and then like I don't know.
So that's more like 相手は誰でも
It's like randomized, I think.
絶対やだそんなの。
ね、それとは違うね、確かに全然。
But I don't think all swingers are like that. Sometimes they have
more choose.
Precise swinging
strategies.
Yeah. Huh. So なんか so like you were saying that your boyfriend is kind of seeing some girl. Mm-hmm.And like they hang out together, have dinner or whatever. Mm-hmm. Would that be it's my alarm. Would that be okay if they like went on a trip?
それね、まさになんかまさにっていうかそこが超複雑で、なんか私がそのエモーショナリーダウンの時になんかあっていつもだったらふーん楽しんでおいでって言える時がなんか
実際に会ったってこと、旅行に
旅行に行こうと思ってたりとか、なんかあとで分かったんだけど apparently like he has this rule like he doesn't sleep over their house 2 days in a row みたいな。
Okay.
なんか it's this weird rule that he made for himself to respect、mm. our relationship.
Okay.
でなんか he broke that once and then I was feeling down and なんかさ we I mean of course we talk on the phone like every day so I knowwhen there's like a lag in response and stuff and I just like I pick it up それでなんか、mm. what's going on I'm feeling insecure っていう時があったりして、
right.
だけどまあなんか話し合って大丈夫だよみたいな okay ってなって move on するみたいな。
Well if he hadn't made that rule for himself、mm-hmm. and he did what he did、mm-hmm. would that still have bothered you or it's that he broke that rule that bothered you、do you know what I mean?
yeahLike, なんだろうね?
Like, you wouldn't want a girl to just move into his place or something.
Yeah, right? I would feel a little... Yeah, I would feel jealous about that. Yeah.
確かに、一緒に住んだらね。
そう、でもなんか、
わかんない。
だからこういう、なんだろう。When that happened, I felt emotionally really stressed out, And then it sort of makes me question, then is this real polyamory みたいなさ。
Right.
すごいいろいろ考えさせられて、なんだろうね、うまく説明できないわ。
Would you date a guy that doesn't have any interest in sleeping with other women, just wants to sleep with you?
But
you
would he want me to be monogamous with him?
Like, let's say he was okay either way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how would you behave? You think you would still sleep with other people、
mm-hmm.
and sleep with him,、
mm-hmm.
and like you don't feel like he needs to be doing the same thing?Like, can you be in a polyamorous relationship like just by yourself and the other person's not?
でも今なんか例えば so my partner has a second I don't want to use the word second because you know that like わかる? ランクつけちゃう。
Some girl.
Yeah, another girl.
Right.
And then I'm not really seeing anyone. It's just like
right.
I hook up with people sometimes, but なんか仕事忙しいしあんまりなんか pursue できてないの。自分の東京でのセックスライフを。
Right.
だから、うん、でこの間電話で話した時に I was like like you having the other girl makes me want to have another guy here.
Right.
Not because, I mean, I do want to sleep with people, but it's more like I feel like that would elevate the stress, the pressure that I might be causing.
Alleviate.
So.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay. So, so if he didn't have anyone, like if he wasn't sleeping with anyone else, but you would still be, if you weren't that busy, like imagudai, then you would be going out there to find someone still.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
So you don't necessarily desire a guy that's just like, you're my only like girl ever. Like I'm not interested in anyone else. Like that doesn't appeal to you. You don't.
So, like, there's like the part of me that's like brainwashed by Hollywood and Disney films. That's like, oh, where's my prince? You know, the one. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
So, how do you feel about that concept? There's just no the one.
I mean, I'm sure there's the one or the two or the three too. You know what I mean? Right. Like.
Right.
Demo, tabun, donna relationship demo, the one demo sa, it takes work to make a relationship work.
Yeah.
Dakara, what did I lost the plot?
Oh man, yopparatte nai hazu nanoni. I mean, it is complicated.
It's complicated.
Yeah. Yeah, because like, I was trying to figure out like what's okay and what's not okay in this polyamory relationship. You know, like その traveling toka, you know. Like buying expensive present for the other girl, you know, like would that be okay? とかさ, you know, I have like such imagination. I'm a jealous person. So like,
how jealous though? If you say like I'm a jealous person, like
I'm
what's
not
your,
like psychotic.
Like how do you know that you're jealous?
I don't know. I've been a jealous person with like my ex-boyfriends.
I think all people get like some amount jealousy. Of jealousy,
yeah,
right?
I guess.
So like how, when you say you're a jealous person, are you like a really jealous, like one of the most jealous people you know, or are just really aware of
I'm
your
like
own...
a normally jealous
what's
person?
The last thing that made you jealous, or if you remember
any
incident?
Silly
nandaro.
例えばさ、旦那が女友達と2人でご飯食べ行きました。 Jealous or not jealous?
その相手にもよるかな。なんか会社で仲いい女の子とかと一緒にランチ行ったりとかするじゃん。そういうのは別に何でもないっていうかさ。
夜ご飯は？
夜ご飯も別に、あの、会ったことある子だったら別に何ともない。See, you know him. He doesn't really have female friends, so I don't have to worry about it. And that's what I love about him.
It's the opposite,
right? So, 本当にそう。だから、we're like the opposite in 今の relationships, you know, that we're having. So, if I try to put myself into your position and pretend that...
パニックだよ。
Yeah, もう、I'll go crazy. Like, なんかもう多分妄想が膨らみすぎちゃって、毎日なんかその、it's like, what is he doing to her right now? Like...What is he texting her? とかなんか超考えちゃいそうだからそれをなんかどういう風に乗り越えたのかめっちゃ気になる。 Because you were saying that I remember you were saying that you've been jealous.
Yeah.
So with other people
too. You still get jealous, right?
Yeah, I still get jealous. I still get sort of like insecure too.
It's kind of like, you know, why am I jealous? Like it's okay that I'm feeling jealous. It's just like a feeling sort of disassociated. Like it's there.And I can sort of process this.
そういう時もあるし、ジェラスっていうか、多分ね、ジェラシーとインセキュリティってすごくリンクしてて、
そうだね。
嫉妬は最近消化できるようになったの、普通に。
Okay.
一方、like, take a step back. What is it? It's jealous. What's making me jealous? And I pinpoint what's making me jealous. And I think about that. And then just keep thinking about it. And then...And talking to my partner, and he'd explain like, あ、こうこうこうでこういうことなんだよって言うと、あ、納得みたいな。
So he's more experienced, so he can kind of like guide you through it, or
no? It's just like, っていうよりは、あの現状を話してくれる。
論理的に説明するみたいなことか。
そうそうそうね、それがあるけど、でもインセキュリティはまだやっぱりあるかな、どっかで。なんかどっかで、なんか、okay. うーん、私、どっかでやっぱさ、比較しちゃう部分があって、What if he ends up loving her more than me? とかさ、
Right, right, right.
What if? っていうのはどっかである。だから今でも私の中でそのちょっとどっかでは格闘してる部分はあるけど、常に格闘するんだと思う。これはあのトラディショナルことじゃん。It's not traditional, right? It's not a traditional relationship. So you're constantly sort of questioning the what's and the how's and why am I doing this?
Is there some more extreme version of what you're doing that you're that you could be doing?
As in?
I don't know. Like, what's more open than polyamorous?
I don't
like,
know.
Like, is there...
なんだろう。
Are you, have you hit the ceiling?
I, no, I'm sure...
You're,
no.
You've cleared...
no, あるでしょ、まだ全然。
そうか。I don't know. ね、その確かに、そのレベルっていうかさ。
Yeah, there's like a tolerance that people have for things. like, there's a lot of relationships where... the guy or girl are extremely controlling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, let me go through your phone and let me do this. And there's a lot of,
right, right.
You, mm-hmm. you can't go here or...
Mm-hmm. You can't go to dinner with your friend.
Yeah, like... so at the end of the day, anyone in a relationship has to find some sort of a balance between mm-hmm. absolute control freak,
mm-hmm.
everything's going to set this thing off,
mm-hmm.
and nothing really bothers us mm-hmm. to the extent that, you know, we both are doing... you know, a wide range of
mm-hmm.
extracurricular mm-hmm. activities,
mm-hmm.
right? So, like, you know, society kind of has a stereotypical middle ground there that,
mm-hmm.
that's, like, socially acceptable. Then mm-hmm. there's, like, control freak, and then, you know, obviously...
No rules.
Yeah, mm-hmm. no rules is not respected
mm-hmm.
generally. So, I don't know.
I mean, it's like, we do have... rules って言うとなんか固くなっちゃうけど、なんだろう、 it's almost like ちょっとさ、なんだろうね、 you basically go through all these different experiences and then we communicate a lot, so we tell each other like when you did that I felt like this,
right.
and then you sort of start learning how the other person's emotions work,
right.
so then you slowly start drawing boundariesof like how far can I push this or do I have to ちょっとここは引くとかさ。
Okay. So what are the things that are absolutely like no no for you? Like stuff that he could do. Like これはもう絶対嫌だみたいな。Polyamory の中でも、
うん、
これは勘弁してみたいな。
なんかね、そんなにないんだよね。でも私たちって結構すっげーオープンにコミュニケートしてて、
So it's like as long as you're being honest to each other、
うん、
you could basically do anything or he could basically do anything、
うん、case by case かな。
How do you deal with for me、
mm-hmm.
if a girl does something that makes me feel jealous、
mm-hmm.
my defense is generally and I feel like I don't have much control over this, I just stop liking that girl.
Yes
Like, it just,
uh-huh.
it's like, I start to feel jealous, and mm-hmm. then immediately the jealousy is, like, replaced by just,
冷めるんでしょ?
like, resent.
Yep.
And then I'm just like, I don't know if I like this girl that much.
あのね、この間、私それ客観的にそれを自分がやってんの初めて気づいたの。
お
う。そう。で、昔は、なんだろう。When I feel insecure or jealous...I would 冷める like that、mm. you know すぐ冷めて、oh, I don't like this guy anymore っていうのがあったけど、right. and then I この間 finally I saw myself from like わかるちょっと took a step back and I was like oh this is how my emotions are working, it's a self defense mechanism because you feel jealous or you feel I think jealous leads to insecurity, so then you have a fear of getting hurt
Right.
And you basically, I basically start to stop, like, my emotions, my love for that person sort of decreases、
mm.
because I want to protect myself. っていうのを客観的にこの間実感して、
mm.
見えて、wow, that's how I work and I'm figuring this out みたいな。
Yeah.
そっかそっか。
Well,
So you can tell yourself that you don't have to protect yourself because it's not, he's not going to hurt you.
Mm. Or it's just, でもさ、もうずっとさ、それってもう頭と心がやってきたことじゃん、今まで生きてる間ね。だから、急にそれを止めることはできないと思うの。だけど、何が起こってるかだけ、if you're aware of what's happening, that's like a huge thing.
Right.
Mm. Because there's like different people though, right? Like people seem to react differently to that. Like some people, when they're made to be jealous, they just act super jealous and they latch onto their boyfriend or girlfriend and get really protective, or like they're not, it's like the opposite happens. Like a girl will make a guy jealous and then he's more clingy.
Yeah,
it's like the opposite. Mm-hmm. It's like two completely opposite ways that it works.
So だね。
So you feel like
I'm the one that hiku when I feel jealous or insecurity.
Yeah, me too. It's like もういらないみたいな感じ。なんかの疲れるじゃん。
So
like being jealous. So it's like I kind of want to drop it and just leave it there.
でも私の場合はこの間のラーニングはなんかそういうことがあると、あどうせいらなかったしそれみたいな、わかる？It's like you,
ああそのディフェンスすることがね、
別に好きじゃないしみたいな、
あ
っていうちっちゃいミニミーが私の中で、I don't care みたいな、
right right right. So how would that work in this polyamory relationship though? Like when you feel jealous、
mm-hmm.
and you're kind of like、あまあでもどうでもいい、でもどうでもよくない right about this guy because you are like in love with him、
mm-hmm. so でもよく、でもこの間一回、でもこれ結構前かな、1ヶ月2ヶ月ぐらい、2ヶ月ぐらい前一回そのちょっとインセキュアになってすごい引いて、でもその後いろいろ話し合ってやっぱなんか
戻ってきたそっか、 It's so interesting、
そう楽しいけど疲れるよ精神的に。
そうだよね、だからそのストレスがあるわけじゃん、そのいろいろさ boundaries とか何やらかんやな、それとでもウェイしても It's worth it っていうことだよね、サラの中で。
そう、
どんなすごい人なのって思う、だからその人が right? He must be amazing, right?
He's pretty cool.
Right?
Well, from your perspective, it's like this is so much stuff I don't want to deal with, right? So
yeah, especially to me. Yeah, you're right. It's like, yeah, how amazing is this guy who's like worth all this, you know, ups and downs. And
the weird thing to me is that myself or even mommy would be considered sort of extreme from a traditional standpoint, from like our parents' generation,
for
example.
Yeah.
You know.
So long.
Right?
Yeah.
But
true.
Yeah, I don't feel so extreme. Talking
yeah, I
to
mean.
You
so
at all. Like I, to be honest, like I don't know if I would be interested in being in a relationship like that, like polyamorous. Just it's, seems like
yeah, I can't imagine you in a polyamorous relationship.
一回でいいからみんなにちょっとやってもらいたいの。なんか
そうだね、若いうちにね。
So it's like
試してみても
approaching relationships without presumptions, like
right.
なんかさ、付き合うとこういう当たり前がたくさんあるじゃん。これはやっちゃいけない、これはやっていい。だけどそういうのがないから、ブランクキャンバスで始めて一から
カスタマイズってことだよね。
そう、もう 100% カスタマイズ。
Right. え、そのさ、コンバージしたカップルは実際に何かもうアクションは起こしたのかな？
あ、でも最近キャッチアップしてないから分かんないけど、でもその別に誰に会うとかじゃないけど、なんか they felt very liberated、
okay.
about how like if they ever encounter another person they could pursue it っていう自由がすごいなんか爽快感を感じてたっぽい。
そっか、爽快感。
It just seems so complicated.
It is complicated.
I'm kind of a minimalist with stuff like that. It's like, nope, I'm single. Nope, I'm in a relationship. You know, it's like, I kind of want clear. Like, I don't want to say like traditional, but just, I don't know.
Guided.
Like, I don't know why I wouldn't just be single instead.
でもなんかいつも結構パートナーと話すんだけど、普通の monogamous relationships でも問題はあるじゃん。いろいろ。
Yeah,
Every relationship has issues and problems and you know. だから、mm. まあそんな変わんないんじゃないって思って。
Is the honesty level honesty must be different, right? I mean, you guys are probably more honest with each other than most people in relationships, mm. just because there's not much of a reason to keep secrets, right?
Yeah, 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 for sure. And the fun thing is, like, you know, when you're like, mami がさ、例えば girlfriends と話して超ぶっちゃけトークするじゃん。
Yeah.
でさ、旦那とはできないレベルのぶっちゃけトークってやっぱあるじゃん。女の子だからできるみたいな。
Right, I guess.
ある？ない。
Not really. I mean, we're married and we're pretty open with each other now. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of, he's really chill. Like, he can kind of take whatever crazy shit I say. Mm-hmm. So, I know what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had that before mm-hmm. with, like, my exes and stuff.
So, なんか今はそのなんか best...girlfriends とする girl talk をもう直接パートナーとできるから超面白い、mm-hmm. だからなんか
like about other guys too ってこと
yeah. そう exactly like I met this really cute guy oh my god the sex was really good みたいなさ
えそれに対して彼はなんて言うの like good for you みたいな
うん high five みたいなでどうだったのみたいなさ
そっかそえでその彼は、mm-hmm.彼がそのデートしてる女の子のことはどれぐらい知ってんの、うん、Like, have you seen her pictures? Like, do you know her name?
うん、名前は知ってて、そう、だから LA に行った時に会うか会わないかみたいな、どうしようかみたいな話してて、だけど、
Do you want to see her?
Yeah, but it's a little bit, 今、パートナーとその子の間の関係がちょっと複雑だから
そこもそこも複雑なの彼忙しくない
忙しいの、
ね、こっちもこっちも complicated みたいな、うん、So what's complicated about that relationship?
なんか要は彼女はすごい彼のことを好きでだけどなんか私のパートナーは今なんか時間と心の余裕がないなんだろうねなんか私との関係をリスペクトしたいからなんかどういうふうにプロセスするか考え中みたいな。
So she wants him to only be with her?
I don't think that's necessarily the case, but her emotions for him are much stronger than his for hers.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
そっか。
で、なんかその相談とか受けたりとかする。
Right. But you're obviously biased, right?
Yeah, and like a mood によってはさ、when I'm like, there.Just like go have dinner with her みたいなさすごい器でかい心の時
ヨーダみたいだよねもうよいよよいよみたいなそうの時好きにしなさいみたいな
あればなんかちょっとインセキュアの時はなんかバイアスになっちゃうから don't really talk to me about that right now 的な
今いらないみたいなね、うん、
ちょっと今お腹いっぱい、
うん、yeah, yeah, yeah.
It seems like so much micromanaging you know you're likeThere's a lot of parts that are moving, and it's like this little bit here、mm-hmm. is like I'm not really trying to talk about that right now. Or there's like the self-imposed rule that he broke,、mm. or so there's a lot of stuff going on, right?
そうかもね。なんか忙しいかもね。彼は、ね、私すごい直感的でなんか思ったことをブレーって言っちゃうから。
Okay.
ね、私がパートナー二人目になったらどうなんだろうな。
ね。
そう。
てか本当彼忙しいよね。
忙しいと思う。
It's like he has work and then he has to kind of juggle this thing around. And
what other aspects of your life does this influence? Do you think?
I think better. I think I got slightly better at communication. Like I used to be really shit at like communicating. So I'm much more like 考えてること。あとverbalizing my emotions that was something I struggled with a lot in the past but
or like analyzing it
so analyzing and even like knowing what I'm feeling it's like、right. I just feel like I'm in this funk で終わってた昔は、but now it's like what made me feel this、mm-hmm. way how what can I do to make it better とかさ
right ちゃんと break it down
そうそうそうだからなんかそこはすごい面白いラーニングだったなと思う
it's so weird how few words we have to talk about our feelings
Right? Yeah.
Especially、so、men.
How do you mean?
Like men don't really talk about their feelings, right?
Well, I mean like the vocabulary that we have to talk about、feelings is so limited.
Yeah, true.
I'm sad. I'm happy.
I feel like shit.
I'm jealous.
So I think it's like really important to 一言でまとめないでちゃんとセンテンスで、これをやってこういう気持ちになりましたっていうのを説明するとよりさ共感できたりとかするから
。 how do you describe the feeling though? Like exactly what is jealousy as a feeling itself, you think? Like what is jealousy? Are you sad? Are you angry?
I think it's a mix. There's anger, jealousy, and insecure jealousy, and sad jealousy.
What does like insecurity feel like? Is it a logical thing, an illogical thing? Like what are what does the actual feeling feel like too? There's like a thing in your maybe in your chest or like your upper stomach, like a jealous thing or like a weird insecure thing where it's like, I kind of want to like lie down. I still don't feel comfortable. Let me get up. I'm going to watch TV. You know, there's like how can we get more specific about what it is that we're feeling?
確かに。
まあ、words がないよね。
You know, sometimes I have anxiety caused by food.
So, how so?
If I eat like spicy food, the next day I'll feel some anxiety. And it's from the food.
It's probably your intestines, right? Like microbes are killed by spicy foods or something, and now you have lower serotonin level or something.
Sounds like some bro science, but I'll take it. Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on, but it's like spicy food, but there's something about digestion and emotion that's really
connected.
Totally.
Yeah.
Like if you have a job interview or something and you feel nervous, your digestion is like really affected, right? And it's like, oh, I kind of, do I need to pee or not pee? Or like, what am I doing?
Funny thing is like, I did this for work. I went to this sort of training thing. It's super intensive, like 3-day program that's from like 9 a.m. to 10:30 p.m.
Oh
like,
my God.
For 3 whole days, right?
Oh my God.
And it's like,
死ぬ。
マジ死んだ。で、面白いのが、it's like first you talk about a lot of shit, like communication, like being honest with yourself, what is emotion, how do you deal with it, blah, blah, blah. But then like at this one segment, it was like, reflect upon your relationship with your parents and are there anything that you haven't like 完了した? Basically like concluded or digested fully.
Yeah.
And then like, and I was like, and I totally thought I was completely okay with like about my parents' divorce, みたいな. And like that was like what, 20 years ago? Over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But then I guess I did have some issues with my father. Then not there, and I reached out to him because that was part of the homework. Your homework is to reach out to your parents and like 心の底から感謝しなさいみたいな, you know?
すごいね.
So intense.
This is a company thing,
yeah?
Wow.
まあ, it's external のなんか,
okay.
そういうのなんだけど.
そっか.
行って。その日に一応 like I emailed my dad because I haven't really talked to him very much, and then I got a reply back and I was like, oh, okay. And it was so dry. I was like, it was so dry because my message was like, Dad, you know, you're an amazing person and I love you, and just to let you know, I forgive you. みたいな。
Oh, okay.
のがあって、でそれ書いたら、ありがとう仕事頑張りすぎないでねみたいな
日本人だからね。
でもなんかそれも受け止めてしゃあないなと思って、で次の日気づいたのが、そのなんか許してあげるっていうか I forgive you っていうのは it was towards me, because at some point in my life I always blamed myself somehow for my parents' divorce.
Okay.
でそれを気づいた時に超号泣してお腹壊した。
え、かわいそう、やめて。お腹壊したの？
そう。で、あ、超つながってんだなと思って。
でもそれでなんか Do you feel like you finally moved on?
Yeah, I felt like I shut out this bad negative. わかる？なんか detox
出た。
Emotion。そう。
でもなんかわかる。なんか私最近すごい、だから I have nightmares like all the time, and it's always about my husband. It's like the situations are always different, but the plot is always the same. It's like we break up. なんか私から別れる時もあるし、彼から振られる時もあるのね。とにかく we 何かがあって we break up, and then I'm like crying. I'm heartbroken and I'm like depressed and everything, and he's like totally fine. He's like, what? I'm fine みたいな感じ。で、それを あまりにもいつも同じプロットだから、うん、なんだろうってずっと思ってて、この間 I just realized that it is daddy issues、
huh.
because like one time like まあ結構私の場合は大人になってからだけど、うん、サラと違ってなんか our my relationship with my dad like completely fell apart、mm-hmm. and I pushed him away、
mm-hmm.
and when I pushed him away, I was like yelling at him like throwing stuff and everything I was going crazy、
mm-hmm.
and he was totally fine like he was like not fazed at all、
mm-hmm.
and I said like you know I don't consider you as my dad anymore blah 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 like really extreme things、mm-hmm. and it didn't faze him at all he was like 超普通 and I think it was kind of stuck in my head、mm-hmm.For the longest time, and you know, my husband is not my dad, obviously,、mm-hmm. but you know,、
yeah.
he's a man、mm-hmm. too. And なんかそれがどっかに subconsciously にあるのかもってこの間やっと気づいた。
I think it's really common, that sort of thing.、
Mm. Yeah.
Like, just the expression daddy issues is like.
Yeah, しかも昨日かなんか出てた記事で、その parents divorce とかは男の子より女の子に。Long term で影響がある傾向がありますみたいな
The weird thing about kids though is that you can have parents that are good and you know the family's not in poverty or anything and then the kid you know ends up like Macaulay Culkin or something
Yeah
You know it's like it's almost like there are some values that you just can't get from coming out of a good family
Yeah yeah
it's
yeah
It's weird
And like
そうだね、mm.
So, なんか yeah, whether it's like a full-on family or a single like parent family, なんか the fucked up ones are fucked up, and you know, the together ones are together, and
yeah,
結局はね、
そうだね、
なるようになるんだよ。
It doesn't really get much easier, I feel like, you know, because kids get spoiled and then they're just a slacker, unmotivated. It like there's an equilibrium. It seems like、
mm-hmm.
when kids grow up, it's
no.
There's not a whole lot of super, super successful people where it's、mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, I just went to like, you know, this private school and had a really good education and everything went really smoothly.
I love、right? my parents and my brothers are、
right?
so close to me.
Most、
yeah.
of the really interesting or really successful people have sort of messed up backgrounds or、
mm. まあ、なんか compassion はあるよね、多分、
mm.
なんか自分が大変だった分他の人とか他の人の家族とか、mm-hmm. because I feel like I have a lot of friends who are from broken families、
mm-hmm.
and みんな言うのは私もそうだけどこうすごい完璧な家族っていうかさ仲いい家族から来た人になんかこうお父さんとそんな長い間喋ってないのなんかYou're cold みたいななんか家族なんだから、
うん、
話さないとダメだよとかさ、
うん、
なんか they say that kind of stuff because they can't
fathom
imagine yeah.
yeah
だからなんか at least I'm kind of glad that I'm on this side、
mm-hmm.
you know I won't say that kind of stuff to others you know because I would think I know that you know まあ家族でもうまくいかない時はあるし
あるある
そんな無理してさこう仲良くしようとしない方がいい時もあるじゃん、うん、だから
多分でもなんか Western influence と Japanese influence だと思う、yeah. なんか私結構その両親との関係をそのアメリカ人の友達とかに話すと What the fuck みたいな That's so fucked up みたいな What did your dad do? What did your mom do? みたいなさ、
well, our parents Yeah, our parents' generation had messed up stuff、
yeah.
andJust the way they would discipline kids before, you know, even spanking has sort of gone out of style.
そうだね。
Like, people don't really spank their kids anymore.
Mm.
But in, when I was...
That was normal when I was small.
Yeah, I got slapped like every day. 何してたんだろうと思う。
でも私もそう、本当にそう。And
I
thought it was normal. Or like my dad would hit me and stuff. And it's like, it wasn't, I was like 16.And I was talking to my boyfriend, and I told him, like, yeah, my dad hit me the other day. And he was so shocked. Like, oh, my God, you're a girl, and he hit you?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, eh? おかしいの? みたいなさ。Because you don't know, right? Because you grew up with it.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, 例えば自分の友達で同じ generation の子供をさ、なんかベルトで叩く人とかいないじゃん。Mm-hmm. Like, you would be shocked, right?
So, well, it's a stereotype about certain... people of certain racial backgrounds in the United States. You know, like Asian parents are way more strict, or like,
right, right.
You know, like Indian parents are gonna beat you or whatever. But if you are growing up in some suburban middle class white family, then it's like, you know, you go to your room.
you're no grounded, dinner for you.
There's, it's weird how people discipline children. It's sort of similar to dogs early on, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
there's a conditioning aspect. They don't really understand what's going on, but you're trying to like get them to learn something.
Right, right.
It's weird.
ね、なんかジェネレーションごとに差が激しいよね。
And it's changing all the time.
Yeah.
I think it's also like, before when we were growing up, like parents just didn't take the child's perspective. Like 今ってさ、
right, right,
they
right.
do a lot of studies and yeah. you know, like この age range だと they're not going to understand the difference between like 自分のことと、例えばさ、子供って until a certain age you think you are the center of the world, right?
Right, right, right.
だからさ、なんかそういうふうにちゃんと if you target how, you know, target the growth.
Mm.
I don't know if that makes
sense. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Money.
I know what you mean, yeah.
So I think in that sense, like, it's getting more, we have more information, we know how their brains work,
right.
So it's getting better.
Yeah.
So we're more effective.
Their perspective is pretty important. Well, it's very important because a lot of stuff that seems obvious to us isn't going to be obvious to them.
Not
you know, if a kid like draws on the wall, it's like, you're thinking like, what the fuck are you doing? That wall is like expensive
yeah.
and we're going to need new wallpaper. But this kid's never installed wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
This kid doesn't know any, like back then, I mean, if you're in the forest or something and someone etches something on a tree, like no one gives a shit.
Exactly.
You know?
That's
so
what
we're behaving like the same way that we were,
mm-hmm.
but now we have stuff and the stuff is important
mm-hmm.
and it limits what kids are allowed to do.
Yeah, yeah. So, だからやっぱみんな猫飼った方がいいよ。そのトーレランスが超養われる。
マジで?
Cuz like they just do what they want to do, right? And you can't しつけるthem
mm-hmm.
because unless they learn that it's dangerous to them,
mm-hmm.
they will do it. If they want to do it. So you just have to live around it, you know?
I think, I was watching something on YouTube about this park in Scandinavia or maybe North America where
okay.
it's like, it doesn't have swings, doesn't have slides, doesn't have anything. It has wood tires, saws, hammers, nails.
Huh.
It's mud.
Where is this?
I think somewhere in Scandinavia or something. It's like a super like
nails?
Liberal
Finland,
park.
Maybe?
Ah, come on, eh?
It's always Finland, right?
なんかそこでもう the kids learn that the saw is dangerous. The kids learn that ここまでしか今の能力じゃ登れない。だからこれ以上は行かないとかさ。今ってさ、本当にこれやっちゃダメ、あれやっちゃダメ、ハサミはそうやっちゃダメっていうさ、すごいプロテクティブなさ、時代じゃない、
うん、先に教えちゃうもんね。
そう。だけどそれってさ、自分が実際手切らないと、ハサミって危ないこととか分かんないし、
うん
だからその講演を通じてすごくなんかなんだろうなんか they're really mature kids. They look like they know what they're doing.
Right, right, right.
Like they don't do stupid shit, man, because they know that if they fall off that tree, it's gonna hurt.
Right, right.
Well, bad stuff does happen too. You know, you don't want to just have like here's a knife and stick it into the wall socket, see what happens. You know, there's some stuff where it, you know you're told not to do it and you never do it your whole life.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
I've never stuck anything into a socket like
yeah,
metal.
Me neither.
Oh, me neither.
I've never
me
stuck neither. A fork like into the toaster.
Yeah.
There's like
だからやっぱダメって言うんじゃなくてなんでダメなのか説明しないといけないよね。だから、こう危ないとかダメっていう時もさ、何がどう危ないとか、
you can't,
何がどうダメとか。
It's hard to explain.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of grown-ups justneglect it, like you know, because it's mendokusai, right, to have to explain mm-hmm. everything to the kids. So it's like, dame, dame na mono, dame, mitaina. So
you know, they just say like, oh, if you stick, don't stick, never stick like a knife or a fork into the toaster. It's like, why? It's like you'll get electrocuted and you could die. And so that's in your head. So I remember thinking, like, that sounds bad. And so
yeah.
I guess that's why I never did it.
Yeah. Mm. Thank God.
I don't know. There are certain things like you get told something like that a certain way and you're just like, whoa, maybe I won't actually do that one.
Yeah.
それはちょっとやめとこうかなってあるよね。
そうだね。そうだね。
What else is like that?
There's, I don't know. I'm
you know
sure
what's
there
weird?
Are a lot of things.
No one tells their kid to look both ways before they cross the street here.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
I feel like I see it all the time. Like, I just see kids just running around on the street. They don't look. And adults here don't look. Do adults here look both ways?
Grown-ups don't, right?
No.
そうだね。
Right? And people jaywalk right in front of children, too. So...
I don't do that.
I try not to do that.
I try not to do that.
Someone does. Every time.
I guess. But you're an asshole if you do that.
If you jaywalk in front of a kid.
Yeah, it's pretty...
Yeah,
but kids see humans, and humans are all jaywalking. And looking at their phones.
Yeah, but that's going to make some mendokusai situation for the moms, you know, who have to explain to their kids, like, when they're like, ah, nande ano hito yatte ii no? Mitai natta toki ni, chou mendokusai yo ne.
Kare wa ikenai otona da kara.
Kare mitai natcha dame yo, mitai na. Ah, ii hito wa hikarete shinu nda kara, toka iwanakia ikenai yo ne.
But that's bullshit too, right?
It's not though, because actually there are so many people who die because they were jaywalking. So...
It's pretty safe,
it
I
is...
think.
あとさ、ジャパニーズ、日本ってやっぱさ、安全、なんか、車の運転手も結構さ、人に気使って運転してくれない compared to like、
in the States?
Yeah.
Well, what you have to do to get a driver's license here is way more extensive than in the US.
しかも、way more expensive too.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
30万円ぐらいかかったもん。
私、無免許だし、まだ。
ないんだ、免許。
ないの。
どこにでも？
どこにもない。
あ、そうなんだ。
そう、だってずっと東京でロンドン住んでまたこっち戻ってきたから、
いらないか。
ロンドンなんて車いらないからさ。
確かに。え、じゃあ ID 何使ってんの？
え、なんかね、区から出てくる写真付きの。
あるんだそんなの。
そう、なんかずっとクラブ行くときパスポート持ってたの。重機これもや嫌だなと思って。
重機ネットみたいなやつ？
あ、そうそうそうそう。
ああ。
Is that the new thing they started recently?
No, no,
no. That's my numbers でしょ。
That's my number.なんでマイナンバーって名前にしたんだろうってこの間コラムにも書いたんだけどさ、なんかカタカナだとあんま変な感じしなかったんだけど、
マイナンバー sounds like some 1984 shit for sure.
My number.
This is my number.
My number.
ああそうだね。
We all get it. Pretty soon they'll just stamp it in the back of your neck when you're born.
Barcode.
Just right on your neck.
My number.
You're being tracked.
Yeah, I was texting my husband like, oh, I came to pick up our my number. And just the word "our my number" bothered me so much. It's like
grammatically incorrect. God
yeah, like your my number, my number. It's like 何これ? So weird.
The my なんちゃら is 流行ってるね最近. My this, my that. It's like
my 箸とか.
Yeah, my bag, my.
それ結構前からない? Or is it 流行ってる?
I don't know.
Out of it.
I don't know.
No, he's out of it.
Am I late? Am I late?
Like, I think you're like 10-15 years late.
My 箸とか結構ね、多分すごい古いよね。あと、なんかあったそんな最近、マイなんとかみたいな。
I don't know. I don't know.
My... Yeah, my number. Yeah, we had to go get it, because なんか変装されちゃって、区役所に。So...
めんどくさいね。
Yeah. It's really sketchy.You guys will get it too, right?
My number?
Yeah.
Do I need that?
Everyone gets one.
Yeah.
It's like your social security number.
I'm so bad with all this stuff the government wants me to do.
Me too. なんかさ、難しい手紙とか来ると私マジ本当にアレルギー反応みたいな。もうなんか
読みたくない。
読めるんだけど、なんか、おえみたいな。もうこれ。
I just have this ninking stack. Anything that says ninking, it just goes in this fucking pile that never gets touched.
You never read it ever again.
Fuck that.
Yeah, it's so わかりにくい。
It's so わかりにくい。It's Japanese websites too.
I know.
Oh my god.It's so user unfriendly. What is up with that?
They started some new thing where Japanese businesses can do their taxes online as long as you have like Windows 95 or something.
Oh my god.
It's like ridiculous.
What?
I was like, what the fuck is it? Like, if you have a Mac, you can't even do it at all. They haven't even done anything for that.
Jesus.
So if you have like a PC, I think you can try to do something, but it's just a disaster.
でもなんかさ Windows 95と思ってびっくりするけどさ今日 なんかジョン・オリバーのなんかニュークリア・ウォーヘッズに関するビデオを見てたのね、
うん、
and he was saying that there are three locations where US government is keeping the nuclear bombs、うん、でその 3カ所でじゃあどんだけ厳重な管理されてるのかみたいな見に行ったら1カ所目はそのこんな大きいあのフロッピーで全部が管理されてるの。 It's so old, they haven't updated it、
うん、Wow.
本当に A4 のノートぐらいの大きさのフロッピーだよ。すごくない？
Maybe that's safer.
No, and they're like 本当に適当すぎてその管理してる人もなんか何すぐクビになるような人だったりとかドア開けっぱなしで昼寝してたりとか、うん、あとなんか間違えてその核兵器を飛行機に乗せてどっかの空港に置きっぱなしに36時間とかなってたりとか、うん、It's crazy! Like government technology department or whatever.
Well, you've been to like Japanese government offices for anything. It's super low tech.
Yeah.
Super low budget. The
yeah.
buildings are...pretty ghetto.
Mm-hmm. Well, Minato is okay.
Well, it depends. Sometimes they use some of that nanking money to build a nice building. Once in a while.
But they're really 適当. なんかあの、できればこっちの方がいいんですけどとか。It's like, この書類とか。
So this is just a nuclear silo? Like warhead storage or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw something recently. It's like...
You gotta see the video. It was incredible.
There's like some seed vault somewhere in the world. I forget where they're keeping it. Maybe like Scandinavia or something. But there's some vault that they almost never open that contains like special seeds that we might need to grow all the crops from zero.
It's like Noah's Hakobune.
Yeah.
So, それなんか見たこと聞いたことあるかもその話。
It looks pretty crazy.、うん、yeah. It's just some thing with seeds in it. It's chilling.
Weird stuff. Weird, weird stuff.
Hopefully we don't need them.
そうだね。
そうだね。
いや、もう government の話してるとなんかネガティブエモーションが湧き出てきちゃう。Especially today because, I was telling him that I'm glad that we didn't pick the story for today because today's normal episode. yeah, あのほら夫婦別姓、
うん、あ
とあの女性が離婚した後6ヶ月間再婚禁止のやつ、はいはい、あれ夫婦別姓のやつ通るだろうなと思ったら通らなかったから
通らなかったんだ。
I was like infuriated last night. I was like, what the fuck? と思って、うん、なんかだって先進国の中で日本だけなんだよねもはや。そういうセクシズムを認めてるっていうのは、mm-hmm. だから I was like because I tried to pick that story because I was confident that they'll pass it、
mm-hmm.
and so
I wasn't confident I had zero confidence
yeah so my plan was to like pick the story talk、mm-hmm. about it in a really happy tone like、mm-hmm. yes you know like
what you have to realize is the consensus like there being any sort of consensus among thepublic here just doesn't seem to you know
be reflected
yeah it's not reflected
and
in
the
government
court
policy.
System the court system is completely failing they're not fair at all and they don't care what fair
worse than before
or equality is
worse than before what which court system judicial like criminal
both I guess, but, you know, in this case, with Huhu Besse, you know, their answer was like, oh, you know, like, you can, women can still choose to keep their maiden name at work, so what's the problem, みたいな。
It's like rights, goddammit, って感じ。
Yeah, it's like, what? 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 So, I don't know. Yeah. And it's really weird because I discovered that, so I married an American dude, and...If only one of you is not Japanese,、mm-hmm. あの普通に夫婦別姓できるの日本でも、mm-hmm. それもおかしくない、
mm-hmm.
日本人同士だったら、mm-hmm. 最高裁に訴えてもできないのに、mm-hmm. 片っぽが外人だったら普通にデフォルトで夫婦別姓になってるっていうこの謎の、mm-hmm. double standard?
でもなんか私のその友達はもう結婚式とかはもう1年前以上にやってて、でね、アメリカ人と日本人のハーフの子と日本人の子のカップル、
okay. Okay.
だけどそのハーフの子ってさ、やっぱ彼女のご両親の名字を両方取ってるの、だから、
あー、 OK OK OK、
わかる、なんか
田中ロドリゲスみたいなことです。
そうだからなんかマイケル田中ロドリゲスみたいな、
right 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 right、 yeah.
だけどさ、そこにさもう一個追加できないじゃん日本って、
right、
要は旦那の名前名字、
そうだね、
そうで、すごい難しくてその辺も、だけど
多分改名してくっつけて一つってことにしないといけない、
そう、yeah. でもそれもなんかそんなのなんでみたいなさ
聞かれるみたいな。
My name was like that completely. I actually had to go to the courts、mm-hmm. and change my name to have it make sense, because、mm-hmm. my name just wasn't compatible with anything because、mm-hmm. of the hyphen thing.
、right.
And it would throw people off. They don't understand it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's causing all kinds of problems. So I just had to go change it.
あとなんか席入れるってすごい日本めんどくさいね。わかる？なんか旦那の席入るのか奥さんの席入るのかみたいな。それも名前と関係あるんだけど。
そうね。うちもだから、彼は戸籍がもらえないから、うん、外人だから、うん、So I had to make my own new 戸籍、うん、and he'll be like listed there、うん、みたいな、うん、as like おまけみたいな感じ配偶者みたいな。
That's what my dad is.
Right, right, right、
yeah.
So でもマイナンバーはもらえるんだよね、うん、It's like 何これ、 I don't get it、うん、It's so weird、うん、So you were saying that you would want to get marriedEventually、mm-hmm. Like you're interested.
Yeah, 子供も欲しいし。
Do you talk about it with him? Like timeline and stuff? Like,
not exact timeline. Like, we talk about kids, we talk about marriage.
Okay.
But not, nothing definitive. Not,
does,
no.
Does anything change once you're married or not really?
Or? まあそれは結婚した時に we'll just decide and talk about it. See how we feel. Like、mm.Then we'll talk about it again if I get pregnant. And
so it basically depends on whether you still feel like having sex with other people?
I think it's not just sex, too. It's like, you know, the freedom that we give to each other.
Okay.
And, yeah.
So, God. I was telling Michael, like, if I was in Sarah's position, I'd be like on Facebook 24/7. この女の子のページを多分一日中見るねって言ったの。インスタグラムとかで彼の写真とか出てきたら、I'd be like, oh, where did they go? Should I like it? Maybe I shouldn't, because then she'll know that I'm checking her out. You know?
But you're the normal level of jealous, でしょ？普通の。
Isn't this normal?
でも normal だって、I totally,
Right?
うん、そう、わかる。でも私も好きな人も一人いて、なんか東京住んでないんだけど、すごいインスタグラムとかちょっと like, I totally creep on that guy. And like whenever like, もう I'm such a stalker. それは like, アップされてて女の子からメッセージが来てると I'm like, who's this girl? Like, oh my god, she's really hot. みたいな。
見に行っちゃう。見に行っちゃうよね、そりゃ、うん。見えちゃうからね、うん、今のこの時代さ。そうそうそう、見えちゃったら見たいよね、うん、やっぱ、
うん、でもなんか面白半分に見てる私はそれは
Right, right, right,、うん、right, right.
そうなんか
I don't really find myself looking at dudes Facebooks、
hmm. ah, like, is he hot? とか
Or like, I don't know, that's sort of a background check or like, who's this guy?
background check
like, I don't know、
hmm. なんか昔はだから新しく出会ってAh, he's hot みたいな。で、Facebook friends になったら、とりあえず写真をガーってチェックして、どれぐらいプレイヤーっぽいかどうかみたいな。It's like, are there many pictures with like multiple girls? Or, you know, he seems to be like really chill with guys and families and stuff とか。
でも友達かもしれないじゃん、その女の子たちって。No?
Yeah, but I don't really date guys who have like many female friends.
なんでだろうね、それ。
なんかね、女子みんなに優しいみたいな人があんま嫌なの。なんかいるじゃん、たまに。むしろ女友達がめっちゃいるみたいな。なんかあれ、なんか I love them as friends. でもなんか自分の彼氏にはいいやみたいな。なんかちょっと硬派っぽい人が好きなの。わかる。 You guys are like, どうでもいい.
I guess so, yeah.
You don't have that? Like,
do I avoid girls that have lots of guy friends?
Like, too many guy friends. Like, it's mostly guy friends. Mm.
I feel like that's just shogana. It's shogana. I don't really, I don't really care. It's like a... It's like a thing that's there. It's like a stat. It's on the, I don't know, the hexagon. There's like stats for someone, and like it'll be a point. Do you know what I'm visualizing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 健康診断の時あるよ。
はいはいはいはい。Spider ね。
Yeah. So the, you know, male friends が結構 spike になってる。
はいはいはい。
That portion, but that's just part of the. I look at the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.You know? Okay, okay.
If I look at the whole thing and that's not a deal breaker, then I don't let it bother me, mm-hmm. right?
What's so, the deal breaker?
There's not like a deal breaker as in like a lot of things have added up to make the whole thing unappealing, mm-hmm.
I guess. Like a tipping point.
But there's going to be a lot of like imperfections everywhere in that hexagon, I right. feel like, mm-hmm. you know, so...I don't know. I don't think there's any amount of guy friends that's gonna ruin that by itself.
Mm. Right? Ah, まあそうね. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like by itself.
なんか総合的に見て, when the minus is more than the plus, yeah. then it's yeah. like bye.
そうだね.
I try to think that way, like really holistically, mm-hmm. kind of get the. I don't let one thing be like super amplified in my brain,
yeah.
where it, like.、Mm-hmm.becomes an issue or something.
I bet you can do like open relationships really well.
You think I can?
If you, yeah.
I'm just not that interested. I'm not that interested in open relationships.
Is he gonna get converted by the end of this episode?
No, there's no chance. No. There's no chance.
なんか一人でこう言うとあんまり説得力ないけど。
そうだね。二人だとね。そうだね。
With my partner, it's like, yeah, it's really amazing. みたいなさ。
Right, right.
Yeah.
So if he suddenly comes up to you and say, I wanna...You know, I actually want to have sex only with you from now on. Mm-hmm. Would that stress you out? Like, じゃあ私もそうしなきゃいけないの?みたいな感じで。
聞くともそれ。Does that mean you want me to be monogamous as well? みたいな。
Ah, okay, okay. Mm. And if he said yes, then would that be a deal breaker?
わかんない。なんか要はさ、that's like the same thing as like, what if you get pregnant? でさ、よく友達と言う間の会話、like, なんか頭ではこう言うと思ってるけど、実際妊娠しないとわかんない。
そうだね。
多分そんな感じだと思う。
Pregnancy の話ね。あの大人になってくるとよりリアルだもんね。
リアル。
今妊娠さどうするみたいなさ。
そうそうそう。
それは確かに girls の中で話すわ。
it's like...just makes my hair stand up on end just thinking about how real something like pregnancy is、mm-hmm. it's like the world's not the same like this is there's no going back there's you
yeah
know, it's like seems like、mm. such a big deal
it is I think it's a pretty big deal man
yeah I mean, you affect the population number
so
right
so
you're gonna raise a little creature、
Human. But it's、
yeah.
you know there's like a I don't know there's like aaEspresso shot feeling that I get when I think about it. It's like, whoa, time to be alert and just like, I don't know what
it's a major gap. It's like, 若い時はなんか it's a really scary thing. It's like, what if I get pregnant, you know? Mm-hmm. And now I'm kind of like, what if I can't get pregnant? You know, it's like the complete
yeah,
opposite.
Well, it's not an age thing though. It's totally like your situation, you know? Are you in a situation where pregnancy isYou know, disastrous. I don't think that you're in that kind of a situation, right?
女の子でも age あると思う。なんか、
yeah.
Didn't you have
yeah,
these phases、
sure.
where you just wanted a baby so bad? Like, I've had about three peaks of those in my life.
わかる。
わかる。
あれ何? Hormones?
Hormones だよね。It's like, もう I just want a baby.
わかる。私もあったの。それで、I thought, maybe I'm completely ready って思ったんだけど、that was just a phase.
だよね。Mm. そうそうそう。
I mean, I do want kids still,、mm. but...そこまでじゃないっていうか、う
ん、とりあえず赤ちゃん欲しいみたいなさ
そうわ分かる
だけど別に彼パートナーいるわけじゃないしみたいなそういう時だったの人生の中で
そか
だからこの wanting to get pregnant はどっから来てるのみたいな
そう不思議だよね、
うん、
I think mine came when I don't know if I was already engaged or right before I got engaged、mm-hmm. でもなんか急にね、mm-hmm. ちっちゃい子とか見てあ欲しいみたいな、mm-hmm. 私も欲しいって思っちゃったんだよね、
Is this documented like as a thing that happens?
I've never seen it.
Super maternal in like phases.
I've never read about it in magazines or anything. I thought it was just
me. But there has to be that feeling, right? Otherwise people wouldn't do it.
しかも何でトリガーされたのかもよく分かんなかった、私は。
私多分1回目は大学卒業するちょい前で、多分何していいか分かんないっていうフィーリングがそれにトランスレートしたんだと思う、ね、
あとりあえず子供欲しいみたいな、みたいな
That's gonna be my mission みたいな、
To keep myself busy みたいな、
mm, yeah.
そっか、ガイズはないのかね、さすがにそういうなんかマテルノじゃないけどなんかあ子供欲しいみたいなさ、急な urge みたいな
urge
I've heard that like、yeah. women are much more なんていうのそういう emotional instinct
まあね we have womb だしね
だけど男の子の場合は it's more like instinctively males want to protect right the family っていうところがあるから guys tend to get marriedwhen they feel like they're ready, when they feel secure about their jobs or their life, mm. and mm. they conveniently pick whoever is around them, みたいな。っていうのは聞いたことある。
I was actually thinking earlier today, it was really weird, probably obvious thought, but I was just thinking like, girls are so emotional.
Like 今更?
No, but like the difference, does, like you don't really know the difference, because I mean, I've never been a girl, so I don't,You don't get to feel the difference.
But you, you see me.
But yeah, but the... But what is that... I mean, you just think like, yeah, girls are emotional or whatever. But for whatever reason, I was listening to this playlist on YouTube that was like all girl music. Like、okay. music that girls listen to. It's got Justin Bieber and the Alessia Cara, whatever. All the like people that girls listen to. Mm-hmm.It's like all this music is super about the person's feelings and、yeah. super feeling oriented. I mean, if you listen to, a lot of guys will listen to hip hop or, I mean, they're listening to, I don't know. It's well, just not nearly as emotional at all. It's not even、yeah. close. It's completely different.
No.
But these girls that are singing like Adele or whatever, the amount of emotion in like one of her songs...is a billion times more、mm-hmm.
right.
than, you know,
my bitches,
50 Cent.
My hoes、yeah. in my car. My
yeah, you know, people talking about their rims. It's not like,、yeah. like how good you feel when you, like, buy some new bling or something. It's just,、yeah. it's a completely different spectrum.
一回でいいから PMS を味わってほしい。この
そうだ、ね、
エモーショナルになんか
振り回される。
ホルモンに振り回される。
Yeah.
もうね。
ね、
I was listening to that music thinking it might make me crazy. Like, this is too much emotion at once. Who sits here and listens to this playlist?
Right,
By the time、
right.
you reach the end, it's like, I'm exhausted. Like, this is so much, like, feeling, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because I saw、Adele's interview the other day. She was saying how she's really happy. She just had a baby or whatever, and she's married, and she couldn't write songs for a long time because
she was happy,
you know? And I was like, 確かに。だから all these songs that you were listening to came out from people who went through some emotional, like, traumatic events, right? Mm-hmm. Like breakup or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, of course, it's like...super emotional. So that makes me wonder, じゃあ男性がそういう歌詞書いてる時ってさどういう時なんだろうね。普通になんか after getting laid or something?
Well, yeah, like what do guys sing about, you mean? Or rap about?
No, I mean like girls are writing lyrics, like,
like
songs
what's the inspiration?
After, yeah, after like, you know, going、yeah. through something difficult, right? So all these, you know, lyrics about butts andblings and grills and, you know,
the
guns、
politics.
And whatever. It's、mm-hmm. like
guys are rapping about politics.
Wow.
You know, that's common. That's really common. Politics,、
right.
You know, whether it's racism or you know, these are like
serious stuff.
Wow.
Conspiracy theories come up in guys' lyrics. You don't hear many women singing about a conspiracy theory or something.
No.
Right? So it's just so different. So different.
I never actually really listen to lyrics when I listen to music.
Oh yeah, you said that last time.
そっか. だからなんかあんまわかんないその I don't know what they're singing about. Yeah.
メロディー聞いてる。だけど
there's some segments that comes into my head. Like I was watching, oh, this was really like, I was watching the Amy Winehouse documentary.
Me too, I just saw it too.
It's so good, man. It's such a big loss for the world.
I know.
It's so good.
So sad. But
it's so emotional, you know.
Yeah.
And like, それ歌が流れながらこうテキストが出てくるの。 だからそれを見ながら、え、こんなことだったんだ。このアルバム何十回も聞いたのに全然耳に入ってなかったと思って。But
I think there's something where if you have music in the background, it's like you kind of have to relate to it for your brain to just pick up on it all of a sudden. Like if you break up with someone, then all the breakup songs are like, you know,
like,
just capture your brain right away. It totally depends on your personal situation too. It's like the lyrics just go right through your ears if you don't have that connection sometimes.
そうだね。Yeah. I pay a lot of attention to lyrics, so なんか relate するやつしか逆にあんま聞けないっていうか なんか何の話みたいなのは別にいいや。だから I always end up listening to girls. Like girl songs. Like written by girls.
Right. That was kind of a weird thing growing up. It's like, should I listen to music that women make or men make, or does it matter, or what's the difference? You know?
Yeah.
Because when you're young, you don't really, you haven't set on one or the other, and your mom might play music or your dad might play music.
Or you would listen to boy bands, you know, when you're a girl.
But then gradually as you get older, you kind of you figure out what you relate to, and that tends to be the same gender that you are, I think.
I think so, because through music, like when you're a teenager, through music, you listen to such a broad range of stuff because you want to identify yourself through them. And then as you get older, you, I guess you find out your identity.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I go through phases, actually. I had this phase where I was like, you know, Amy Winehouse, とかさ, 分かんない, 女性のエモーショナルなフェーズとか, で、なんか、7年ぐらい前に日本帰ってきたばっかりの時はすごいなんか、あ、でも、イギリス住んでたから maybe it was just 恋しい for that music, but it's like Arctic Monkeys are so cool みたいな。だからなんかそういうさ indie Brit rock phase みたいな。
Right, right.
These phases.
あと最近インストゥルメントミュージックがすごい好きになってきた。昔嫌いだったのに、昔理解できなかったインストゥルメントミュージック。
Right, right.
I'm listening to a lot of classical music lately.
I'm listening to classical music.
It's weird. Like I heard a lot of classical music growing up because my mom plays the piano. She used to play it kind of seriously. So when I hear certain songs, I was just on YouTube and I like, for whatever reason, listened to some Chopin. And I was just like, you just by hearing a song that has, that's associated with some time in your childhood, it's like a different experience. It's not like you're just listening to music. It's like you're remembering things. There's like something going on.
Chopin was syphilis. Oh, really?
I heard he was a pretty weak guy.
Yeah.
He was pretty soft.
Yeah,
as a person.
I think so. I used to read all the なんか
漫画家の一生を書いた漫画みたいな。 あ、作曲の。 Historical figure
のやつでしょ? そうそうそう。
覚えてる? あれ面白かったよね。
面白かった。 ああいうの読んでたピアノの先生の家で。 'Cause I remember syphilis. I learned the word syphilis from that.
そこ? Learning.
そう、そこ。 若い時ってだって何から何を得るか分かんないよね、だから。
You know, you were saying you kind of figure out your identity as you get older. Do you feel like you've figured out your identity? Like you...
I don't think so, because I feel like your identity is constantly evolving. でもちろんなんか... I think it's... Maybe it's more like you're being in touch with yourself more. or you are 客観的に自分がやってること感じてることを見れるようになる、
maybe. わかる。
それかアイデンティティって変わんないのかな、コアの部分は。
I don't believe that. I feel like I'm a complete different person
But you're not completely different, though. Because when you think about the things in your life, you can always tie it back to things that kind of happened to you or certain experiences that you've had or like the people you've interacted with. You know, it's like this was changed into this. This didn't just come out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, of course it's connected. But then like when I look back,on certain moments in the past, it's like 自分じゃないみたいっていうかなんかMm-hmm. It's like, what was I thinking? みたいな。なんか全然違う。I feel like I know myself way more.
まあ付き合い長いからね。
Yeah.
今の方が。
Yeah. だからなんか、今の方が全然楽しい。
Identity is such a weird concept, though.
You know, so like the workshop thing that I was at last weekend for work, like it's so funny because apparently people have these three major characteristics.That is your forte that you constantly use as your kirifuda kind of thing. And your first one, between the ages of like 3 to 5 or something, there'll be some sort of one incident that makes you feel like, これじゃダメなんだっていう何かがあるから、if you look back and can pinpoint what that incident was and what you learned and how you dealt with it, you can kind of figure out what your forte is in life. And then your second one would be like early teenage years, where you first encounter nakama ishiki. で、その多分インシデントがそこでもあって、なんか learnings があって。で、もう一個が多分まあ20 late teens up to your mid 20s.
Okay.
And I can't quite remember what exactly the angle of that was, but you feel another thing and you have an incident. And so these three things form your who you are and how you deal with life. Like, yeah, and it was just really interesting trying to like think back to what it was.
Right,
you know?
right.
So, 今度やってみて面白いから。
People go to like hypnotists to try to untangle that sort of stuff. It's like I have some weird alien abduction memory. Like, help me figure this out, and they figure out it's something fucked up. Like, I don't know.
Right.
Like,
I shat my pants in the ocean or something.
Like, you have things in your brain that your conscious mind never accesses. It's just there.
So,
and it's doing something to you. Mm-hmm. But you're not really sure what it is. Mm. And it's like your own mind has organized itself this way. And then you kind of like find this wall in the back and you're knocking on it. It's like, what's like back here? Mm-hmm. It kind of gets weird. Like,
right.
There's like... some sort of a soko back there.
Yeah, for sure. ありますね。
Right?
みんなあるよね。だから本当にみんないろいろあるよね。
ある。
っていうのをさ、なんか大人になるにつれわかるよね。It's like everyone's like, なんかすごいみんなうまく生きてるように見えるけど、you know, everyone has something.
I think the concept of identity is like people...focus on trying to figure out who they are, but I think identity can also really hold you back too. Like, I'm this kind of a person, like I'm
a loser.
Like I someone told me this when I was a kid, so you kind of think that the whole time growing up. But if you can just let all of that go, you realize like you can just wake up tomorrow and really there's not some distinct reason why you can't just be however you want to be, or wear something completely different, or it's weird how we're so the same like every day, and we're such creatures of habit and comfort, and as we get older we see old people just solidify. It's like, no, I don't need the internet or whatever it is. You know, it could be anything, but it's, you just see like people just become rigid. It's like rigor mortis kicks inLike, way before you're dead. You know?
Yeah.
And you get stiff.
Yeah, like, we talked about the mice experiment a couple times on the show where, like, これがすごいバカなネズミと、これすごい頭いいネズミに迷路やらせてねっていうと、あの、頭いいって言われた方のネズミの方がいい成績を残すんだよね。それ、でも実際には IQ に違いはない。 ただそれを言われた人のハンドルの仕方が違っただけっていう。So kids and humans, it's the same thing, right? It's like if you keep telling a child like you're stupid, then he would start acting like he's stupid because he believes it. And I feel like you can do it to yourself, right? It's like, oh, I'm that person, I'm this person, I can't do this, I can do that. Then it's like, over the years, you really realize that, you know, make it into the reality.
Yeah. I used to be like, I used to think I was hitomishiri.
Yeah, you were saying that at the supper club too. And I was like, eh, uso?
なんだろうね。だけど、それをちょっと言うようにやめてからは、less so になった気がする。So it's like,
it's like you're pressuring yourself. Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだね。無限。無限実行。言わない。いやだって全然人見知りっぽくないもんね。
でもなんか多分仕事がすごい外部の人とよく会う仕事をしてたから、なんか I got better at it.
Ah, okay, okay.
But and then I got better at it, and then I reflected upon whether or not I was really 人見知りor not. And then I was like, hang on, maybe not. You know?
Yeah. なんかだって初めて会った時があったわけじゃん、うちらも。なんか I don't remember you ever being
shy. I was probably drunk. I'm very social when I'm drunk.
Yeah, that helps for sure. アルコールね、助けになりますね。
なる。
Sometimes.
でも例えばさ、じゃあ What's your like? まあ人見知りってちょっとまあネガティブな部分もあるけど、What would be like your? What? How do you describe yourself in one word?
In one word?
Or it could be a couple, but
wow. Overthinker.I overthink.
I don't know. In one word?
This is like real talk.
I don't know. 別に
One word.
別に。
え、なんで？なんで別になの？
I don't know.I probably think too much too, but I don't feel like I'm like kind of I don't like those sort of like labels. I'm very anti that concept, like generally, just because of like my background and my upbringing. So it's just like, I don't know if you can put that into one word, maybe that.
Anti-labeler.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, yeah,
just,
I do.
Just the idea of like, just anything categorical like stands out to me. And like I'm critical of certain kinds of thinking that are really, you know, like, you know, this or that or anything that's really polarized that I'm suspicious of. It's like a weird theme.
So, like, the more I talk to you, I really feel like you should try open relationship.
So, conclusion.
But, yeah, I don't know.
じゃあ今度彼氏も連れてきてもらってね。
What's the, I don't feel any motive, though. I don't, you know, I'm not someone who, I mean, I'm single right now, but I'm not sleeping with a bunch of girls. I've never really been that way. I've never really pursued women that aggressively.Like I've never felt like, I don't know.
Maybe a phase will come because I wasn't こんなに like
open
sex crazed.
Until you met him, or
no? I think it's age because like you know how they say like women early 30s their like sexual peak kind of like drive がすごい。
35とかにね向かってガッと上がるみたいなね。
これ以上上がるんですか？
Oh my god! Jeez. どうする？
Wow, but yeah, like 20s, I was pretty chilled out. Like, it's like whatever. But hit my 30s and started having like fun sex, and it's like with fun people.
Okay,
it was like, yay, this is fun.
I have a lot of fun having sex with the same person for like in a monogamous relationship, and I feel like the quality of sex that I have with one person.Is way higher than I can ever have with like people I don't really know that well. And so if I sleep with this person I don't know that well, and then it's like, well, of course it wasn't that good. And then you're just sabotaging what you have, which is so much better. Because I feel like you need to, you know, even if you do have good sex with a person that you're in a relationship with, it takes time to get there. It takes like experience. Takes like,
for sure, you have to like cultivate the dynamics, right? That part.
Right? Yeah.
So for that reason, like being in a relationship and sleeping with a lot of different people, like I don't, you know what I mean?
I get you. But like, you know, I think it goes back to chemistry and if you vibe with that person, because if you have really strong chemistry, like, もうさ、手が触った時ビビみたいな。キスしてビビ。なんか肌が触れ合ってビビ。
It's so much fun.
Right? So even like, of course, like sex with my main partner is always better. It's, you know, but the ビビ kind of makanaus, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he's gone though, right? Like, do you think that's also the case if, let's say, you live together?
Mm-hmm. I'd say okay. So. Like,
そのビビが欲しいみたいな
の。だってビビ楽しいじゃん。
Yeah, it is fun.
It's like the first, I don't know, couple weeks of like major crush phase. You know, crushes are so much fun. It makes you so happy. Like, that's the only time like you can go with 3 hours of sleep and still be fully energized the next day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, like after sex, your お肌's like tsuru tsuru.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think I had the same like. Yoku, when I was with my ex-boyfriends. So it's like, I love my boyfriend, you know, I want to sleep with him and everything. But then, like, I go clubbing and I meet some, like, guys or friend's friend or whatever, and I just want to, like, go ahead and experiment. でもなんか今それどっか行っちゃった。だから分かんないよね、何があるか。
でもそれって多分もしかしたら自分がその部分を冬眠させてんのかもね。
Yeah, that would be scary for him to hear.
Sorry.
For sure, but
顔が浮かんだよ今。
そう、でもなんかね、そのなんか疲れちゃったのかもね、もうそれやったから長年、なんかもうふうみたいなさ、 You know, it's like、もうなんか I just want to feel safe、you know, like same person, same smell、you know, just with kitties.
いいじゃん。
Yeah, and go to bed early.
Wake up
grandma life. Yes. 大人になったの。大人になっちゃった。
今更
いいんじゃない、楽しめばそれを。
Yeah, it's fun. It's nice, actually, because I thought I'm not this person. But then I'm doing it. So I guess I am this person.
But what do you think you get out of that that you can't get out of a polyamorous relationship? Or do you think that there is nothing like that? Do you feel like
if I'm missing out on something?
In a polyamorous relationship, there are certain things that you just can't have because of the nature of the relationship. Do you know what I mean?
Like, go
is there,
what do you mean, like go to bed early or have kids?
I don't know,
or?
Like, you know, this whole feeling that she has where it's like it's really stable, things aren't really changing, you know, he's not really meeting new people, or, you know, there's like less variables. Go home, cats.
I mean, that's totally possible in like a polyamorous relationship too, because like, let's say I live with my partner, we have cats. I go to bed at 9, we wake up at 5, and then there's this, even having the partner would be like a constant,
right.
Outside partners would be a constant, so that's, you can have stability.
Ah, so ka, because it's not like you're swinging.
まあ、swing してもいいけど、swing, like, if that's your lifestyle, swinging then would be a constant, so you can, なんか, you can have stability, I think.
Right. So ka.
Yeah, you can be, I guess you can be comfortable in very different situations.
So だね. I guess. Because I used to think that marriage would like totally freak me out. It used to freak me out. It's like, ugh.
What part of it?
Just like, I don't know, it felt like, なんかすごい trap されてるっていうか、なんか閉じ込められてるみたいな。なんか縛られてるみたいな。 image. So I was like, ew, みたいな思ったけど、でも意外とそうでもない気もする。I don't know.
いいね。
I picked the right guy.
Oh, また顔浮かんじゃった
よ。So yeah.
あいつラッキーだな。
That's like my 自慢。
なんか自慢できるパートナーってやっぱいいよね。
そうだね。なんか、うん、それでもすごい普通のことかなって思うじゃん。自分がハッピーなリレーションシップにいるときは、うんうん、でもやっぱ友達とかに会って、when they have like so much to complain about their husbands,、うん、it's like、うん、wow、
うん、
なんか自分のこれが当たり前じゃないんだみたいな、うん、you know, なんか you know, cause some people, some girls do that.、Yeah. They love to complain about their boyfriends or husbands or whatever、
Jesus.
every time we have dinner, and it's just like.I don't know how much of that is actually true, like, and how much of that is just.
If it's not true, that's even worse. Yeah.
まあそうだよね。
Just like, just talking shit.
Making shit up.
Yeah. I'm not saying that they're making shit up, but, you know, kind of exaggerating it to bond with other girls, you know, because some girls do
that. Oh, I don't like that, man.
I know. Some girls do that.
Let's go shit on our husbands.
Yeah.
Or like friends or anyone, you know.
Yeah.
Just like complain して、わかるわかるって言ってボンしたいみたいな。
あ、それやだ。一番めんどくさい。
Yeah.
It's such negative energy. You know what I mean? Like, why can't you talk about positive, happy shit?
How does that,
like,
I know.
How does that work though? Like with guys, if someone complains about their girlfriend and you like,chip in like yeah like she's
like, such a what? bitch.
No, you like that, you can't do that at all,
right?
So guys, why are nice with you?
No, if one of my guy friends said something, like if I was dating a girl and he like, and I said something about her and my guy friend like jumped in, be like,the fuck?
Like, 自分はいいけど人は嫌だ。
それ男の子やるよね。そうそうそう、なんか
不思議な、ね、
protectiveness みたいな感じでしょ。なんか you wanna protect、yeah. your partner from getting shot on by other people みたいな。
Yeah.
So you can talk shit about her, but no one else can. ってこと？
Well, I feel like when it would just be like a specific case or、mm-hmm. something. Like, oh, this happened, and then you know.Then the chipping in would be a more general statement, right?
Right.
Where it's like, whoa, like...
That's fucked up.
I don't know. It just... I think it's different between guys.
Hmm.
Yeah?
I guess. Tika, guys don't really talk about relationships, no? To each other.
Not...
Like, in detail.
Not that much, no.
I don't really see that.
一回聞いてみたいよね。Boys だけで話してる。なんか。
なんか不思議だよね。なんか久しぶりに会ってくるって言ってさ、 So my husband would go see his friend、mm-hmm. after like not seeing each other for like a year、
mm-hmm.
and I'd be like, oh, have fun みたいな。で、何時間後にね、飲んで帰ってくるかなと思ったら、普通に1時間半ぐらいで帰ってきたりして、 It's like, え、早くないみたいな。話さなかったのって言うと、なんか He's like, oh, we talked みたいな。普通になんか仕事のアップデートとか話したよみたいな。 Girls とかさ、普通に毎週会ってても、mm-hmm.ブランチ5時間とかできるじゃん right? だから不思議だよね、
うん、
その1時間半で何話したんだろうみたいな。
本当聞いてみたい一回。
Yeah.
Guys talking.
Well, I have friends tell me about their
girlfriend,
like if they have an issue or
depth
something
of...
Well, it's never like, it's never really that critical of the girl. It's just like, oh, this happened and we had this misunderstanding, so I'm like
So are you supposed to say something? Like, are you supposed to 慰める or like...
Oh, it's like always, it's generally positive and like reassuring and like...
Ah, okay.
It's not like, I don't know. I don't know if my conversations are representative of like most guys, but...
Right.
I don't know. It's not, certainly not exaggerating stuff to like shit on them or anything.
Right, right.
I think girls are really like, ah, wakaru, みたいな. They want to 共感.
そうそうそうそう.
They want your friends to 共感, like, そうそうそう. that feeling, so.
そうなの. Then sometimes I take it too seriously, and I'm like, why don't you just break up with him, みたいな. Then, but that's not what they
want. That's not what they want to hear.
Yeah, they just want me to be like, oh, that sucks, とかなんか.
I can't believe it. Oh, my God.
そうそうそうね. それだけなんだよね.
不思議だね、女の子本当に.
ね. そうだね。
だってガイスってあんまりさセックスについて詳しく話さないよね友達同士で話し合う
if well if we're single then yeah then it's like super yeah in depth yeah.
like how
like it went down
something funny that happened or like whatever it is you know or what was like kind of off about this girl or just anything
huh.
like if you're single then yeah but if you're talking to someone that's in a relationship and they don't really care about your antics Amari, and obviously they're not really trying to tell you that much about like
right.
the specifics of their relationship with their girlfriend either
right,
right? and you're not really trying to hear that
so なんか randoms の方人の話の方が話しやすくない
確かに。
なんか long term boyfriend の話とかあんま
あとね、だって会う可能性あるじゃんその友達とボーイフレンドだから it's like well, I'm not gonna tell my friends how right, big right. his dick is みたいな you know what I mean
そうだね、うん、そうだね気まずいもんね彼女が会った時にさ、うん、
だって初めまして I know how big your dick is 頭の中で
どんぐらいかなみたいなね、
う
ん、
そうそうそう
変なことになっちゃうもんね確かにね
So what are you talking about generally? Like
about
what's the difference then? Because I told you how girls or how guys are talking about it, but I don't really know how girls. I mean, I know girls are talking a lot.
Yeah. yeah.
でもhookups だったら絶対 dick size 話すよね。あれ話さない。
well, if it's special, like if it's especially huge or small or whatever, maybe. But to me, it's more like. なんかでもさでもマイケルと似てるかななんかすごい funny thing が起きた時とか、うん、it's like yeah like he makes like porn noise like it's so weird とか、
うんうんうん、
you know like he was like counting down
is this a real example
yes
counting down like so has he orgasmed or what
yes
oh my god that's
and
so
that
funny
was, I was young and that was my second guy so I was likeだからサンプルが少ないじゃん
from what though from 3 or from like 10
like 5
T minus
like 5 or 3
so
wow. and he was my second guy I didn't have samples enough samples so I was like maybe this is normal you know I was like
did you try it too
no
did you count with him
no how
is he doing like the like is he holding his fingers
no
like three, two.
No No, but the funny thing is that he would last only for like 15 seconds or something. And then he'll like start counting.
まあ、だったら he can I guess he should count. No.
I don't know. でもだからこういう人もいるのかなって思っちゃって若かったから。なんか普通なのかなって思ったけど、みんなに言うとみんながありえないって言うから、あれはやっぱ特別だったんだって今は思うけど。
面白いね。
Three, two, one, みたいな。
Wow.
So he's counting like a third of the time, total time.
Yeah, exactly.
Spent counting.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he just count the full 15 seconds?
Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he didn't know that he was really fast. I don't know.
Was he aware that he was counting?
I hope so.
What if it's like one of those things that like you think it's in your head, but you know when you're having sex, you're just like
it's like some rare form of Tourette's. It just starts.
Why would you be counting down in your head anyway, Ryan?
I don't know.
Do you guys do that? No, Ryan. Like 3, 2, 1, like missile launch.
No.
やる人いたらツイッターで
教えてください。
Ask Siri to count or something. Do something else.
でもそのちゃんと precise にカウントできることがすごいなって私は当時思ってた。逆に。わかる？
うん。
No.
Because it was always correct, you know.
まあ。
Precise counting down skill.
でもちょっと調整できるけど。Three, two, one.
確かにね、やろうと思えばね、確かにね。だからそういうなんか面白いエピソードは話すよね。
まあね。
うん。
Oh my god, if you could only have sex for 15 seconds and you're a guy, like, I'm just thinking about, like, you go to a club or you go to a bar and you buy all these drinks and like, all this stuff and you meet this girl and you're funny and you guys are getting along and then you take her home and then 15 seconds to what? Like,
yeah. 超早いよ。
ちょっと
What?
ROI があんま良くないね。
うん、そう ROI 良くないね、本当。全然リターンがね、少ないよね。インベスメントに比べて。Yeah, yeah, that was a long time ago. でもそういう話は面白いよね。女子同士だね。
するね。
うん。こういうのあ、こういうのおかしくないとかさ。So I guess it's kind of like similar to guys.
I guess so. There's not that many girls that come that fast or anything.
Yeah, not the episode. You know, just the fact that you share funny episodes.
Generally.
Yeah, not like, oh my gosh, you came in 15 seconds. That's more like a brag, right? For guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't mean that the girl is super good if the guy comes in 15 seconds.
Yeah.
So.
Not necessarily.
She doesn't get credit for that.
No.
No.
ね、不思議だね、それも。
うん。
It's like really sexist.
確かにね。
Or maybe that's just...
Maybe I should take credit for that.
Maybe you should. I made him count down.
It's too late. Your credit expired years ago.
そうだね、もう。もうだって意外とね、10年前まではいかないけど、ほぼ10年前ぐらいの話だね。It's crazy. 10 years ago, I was having sex.I mean, I'm such a grown up now.
Well, you're still having sex, right? I hope so.
Yeah. Totally. Oh my god. そら新婚だからね。
ね、そうよね。
楽しまなきゃね。そんな枯れてる場合じゃないよ、こっちは。
ね、なんで日本ってさ、こんなセックスレスのさ、人たちが多い？
なんか前にゲストに来たさ、あれ誰が言ってたんだっけ？あやだっけ？誰かなんか、その、もう結婚したら家族、になるから、うん、そのなんか別にイチャイチャとかするのなんか気持ち悪いっていうかなんかちょっとおかしいみたいな、うん、多分そのレーブリングに、うん、何従うっていうかさ
一生イチャイチャしたいね、
うん、
パートナーと、
うん
ね、
なんかおじさんとおばさんとかになっても普通にめっちゃセックスしたい、うん、Right?
Yeah, I mean if it's possible、
うんYeah, it's
totally when does menopause start? What, how does menopause
work?
Work. You just
well,
don't
menopause
have sex
is like when your period is saying goodbye to you. So that's like what?
Late
40s
it to... could be as early as late 30s? の人もいるし
And for some people it lasts for like mid-50s. Such a long time, like 8 years or whatever.
Were you guys talking about this before?
Maybe. Yeah. Like 13 years for black people or something.
Isn't that crazy? 8 years of like
hormonal roller coaster, yeah.
そりゃ泣きたいわな。
泣きたいよ。
A lot of guys are suffering from really low testosterone lately.
Yeah,
it's like worse than previous generations, supposedly. And so...
Is that like all age range or...
Yeah, like men, when they...your testosterone is the highest when you're like in your early teens、mm-hmm. and then it stays around like the 900 nanoliter range or whatever it is.
Okay.
And then when you hit like around 35, 40, it just tanks and then you have the testosterone levels of like
35 there.
Somewhere around there. But, I mean, it's different for people, different races and stuff.
Right.
You know, same
it's like menopause.
Yeah, but when your testosterone tanks like that, men are pretty shocked by it, like physically. I mean, they gain a lot of weight, they lose a bunch of muscle mass. It's like...
Man boobs.
It's very different. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Angelina Jolie took out her ovaries or something, right? To prevent cancer. So she was talking about menopause. Like she is actually going through menopause right now.
そっか。
Yeah. その話してた。
Angelina Jolie in menopause.
ね、不思議だね。
Yeah, it was such a great interview though because it was an interview with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, like both of them, and they were talking about this experience that they had to go through as a family, and she was like talking about how he was being supportive, you know, he said...You know, to him, you know, the woman that he can love is not something that's, you know, defined by the perfect body or,、mm-hmm. or そういうのがフィメルっていうことじゃないみたいなことを言ってくれたみたいな、mm-hmm. And I was like, aww.
でも Angelina Jolie
そうそう結局はねでも she took out her なんか breast cancer じゃなかったっけそれ
that too that too、ね、she did both
wow
she did both and so she was like talking about it to this guy and Brad Pitt is like staring at like looking at her the entire time like、Aww. admiring her I was like ah、oh, 何このカップル
ねあのカップル最高だよね、
yeah.
まあ、パブリシストもすごい上手いと思うんだけど、
yeah.
でもなんか
And they have so many kids.
I know.
But they're just adopting all those? Are they adopted?
No, there's two. One, real.
They have
real?
like... Real? Didn't they have like twins?
いけないよね。ごめん。すっごいいけなかった、今の。今のカットしてもらって。
No, I think... One or three or something. Didn't they have twins or something? No? I don't know.
That's the right word. Biological.
Mm. Yeah, biological
real
kids. Yeah.
Biological.
ごめんごめん。
Yeah, biological.
ちょっと言語の壁が今。
Wording ね。
失礼しました。
So, biological kids. If I had money, I would totally adopt like kids. Like a lot of them.
Yeah, more the merrier って感じだよね。
Yeah. Like if you have the means to do it, then...Why not, right?
Mm. Why wouldn't you just have more kids instead?
It's
Or is that
pricey?
Oh, like yourself, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh. God, no. It's so easy for guys
people,
to say, like, oh, why don't you just give birth? Like, you
for
know.
Guys, well, like, women used to have, like, 7, 8 kids.
Yeah, my grandma's、
normal.
From, like, a...9 sibling family.
Yeah, yeah, and you say something、
Fuck、
like,、
that.
Have more kids to...A young girl these days is like, no, no, fuck that. Like, all the.
Yeah, no. No. I feel like women nowadays feel like we have more to lose than before. Because, like, when I talked to my grandma, like, she was not worried about stretch marks or whatever, you know, not being attractive to her husband anymore after giving birth to her.なんか今の方がさメディアとかなんかいろんななんかこの These celebrities still look hot after giving birth I have to kind of learn how to do that too みたいななんか変なプレッシャーがあるじゃん So
But why don't you just say like fuck that Bring on the stretch marks I'm gonna have 20 kids
I don't wanna have 20 kids
But even like 4 kids is pushing it for our generation, I feel
like. Totally.
If you have 4 kids, you're really pushing it.
てか日本なんてもう一人もそうだよ。
I guess so, yeah.
一人でも怖いよ。
If you have sex, you're pushing it.
そうだね。
If you look at someone,
Yeah, that's true.
そうだね。そうだね。セックスレス多いっていうもんね。
そう。もったいないよね。なんか、わかんない。私すごい今、セックスポジティブフェーズに入ってるから、advocating everyone should have sex, fun sex とか思うけど、
right, right.
でもまあ、それもなんか、押し付けがましいのかなとか思って。
まあ、あと、ホルモンの居所によるよね、多分、なんか、
そうだね。
急にそれがなくなるさ、人とか時期もあるし、you know, it's tough.、ね、Life is hard.
ホルモン。
Life is hard. 助けてほしい。Hormones. So like I'm on the pill now, right? So like if I try to have kids, then I have to go off it for the first time in like 3 years. I'm so scared.
It's tough as fuck.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I was on the pill for like...
Oh, I'm so scared.
I think like 5 years and I got off of it for 2 years and then I was on it again for like... 3-4 years and then I didn't like how it was affecting my body because at the end of the day it fucks you up I think and I got off of it and oh my god I was like going through menopause っていうぐらいすごい emotional
やばいよね絶対 I'm already scared because going on it was tough like the first whatever days or week or whatever I was like seriously I was telling my current then boyfriend like I want to throw a babyLike, なんかもう I wanted to throw a baby like a ball.
What?
Do you know
throw
what
a baby?
Yeah. Like, I was going nuts. This, like, just... I was feeling so violent. Like, really, really irritated at anything.
When you started?
When I started. Because it was fucking up my hormones, right? Like, my body was, like, in shock. Like, what is this?
You don't ever really reach equilibrium on the pill, though, right?Like you're still slightly different. Like
yeah, I'm
the
definitely
whole time
different.
You're on the pill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally different. Because when you're not on the pill, motto spike suru ano hormone ga. Demo pill nonde rai da tte ninshin shiteru no to onnaji yona jōtai da kara motto stable nan da yo ne. That's why PMS toka ga mashi ni naru nda kedo. Demo saisho wa yabari karada ga narete nai kara, you know, it kind of goes crazy. And I remember that like 3 years ago how crazy it was. So to go off it and then get like tougher PMS toka nanka mata soyu no again.
But that's your natural state, right?
Yeah. But
so you don't but, like you know, the real you don't like the natural the sober you as
I
much.
Didn't.
It's more difficult.
Well, it's harder.
To
yeah, it's harder and the only thing that I'm looking forward to is the horniness because I think that it will make me even more horny.
It killed my libido.
Oh, it did?
On my, the pill.
So, 人によるんだけどね、なんか人によっては。
で、やめたとき、マジでなんか、10代の少年の気持ちが分かった。I was like,
RAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAAA しいからいいんだけど、そう、その PMS とかそっちの方が怖いね。
It's kind of weird when you're going nuts from not taking something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's our normal state.
Yeah. Nuts.
Nuts.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. I mean, like, I know that there's, like, feminism and everything, and women are kind of like, you know, don't say the girls are crazy. Like, don't say that we're emotional. But
it is what it is.
They can't represent me because I'm
emotional.
Emotional. Like, I go nuts depending on the week. Mm-hmm. You know, so... Right. 忙しいよね、だから。
忙しい。
今週はすごいなんかイライラするとか。でも今週はなんか超ハッピーとかさ。
でもなんか知れば知るほどそれもマネージできるようになるから。
そうだね、分かれば楽だよね。
Isn't it strange that being really emotional isn't the same as being crazy? Like, actually being crazy. It's not the same thing.
It's definitely not the same thing.
But when you're really emotional...You're not thinking clearly at all, and it's like a mild, like
psychosis.
yeah, like your decision making is off. Like the way you see things is differently. Like it's almost like a mild psychosis. I know that when I'm really upset, I don't trust myself to make decisions. I don't make decisions. I don't write emails. I don't do anything like that if I'm even slightly upset, because I just.I'm not thinking the same at all.
Right, right.
That's really mature of you to, like, know, and, you know, to stop yourself from doing stuff. Like, when I'm, like, deep in emotion, I'm just, もう身を委ねて。
マイケルあんまりなんかこうさ、リフレックスでなんかしちゃうとかっていう感じじゃないもんね。
No.
なんか結構な emergency situation だとしても、自分で答えが、絶対これって分かってなければちょっと待ってみたいな、なんかちゃんと止まってなんか一旦静かに一人で考えるみたいな。
私ちょっと I want some of that. I have no そういう止まって考えるみたいな。
私もないよ、すぐ反応しちゃうもん。
すぐインスティンクティブで、なんかすぐものを言っちゃってすごい後からよく怒られるみたいな。
You just have to wait a tiny bit. It only takes like a second
Oh, I want that skill.
That needs a training, I think. You have to train yourself to do that, right? Maybe it came to you naturally, but...
I don't think it did come to me naturally. I feel like when I was in high school, I had like a really short fuse. I would get upset very quickly. And so like, I've like broken my hand because I've punched things or...
Wow.
yeah, so...I don't know. So when something like that happens, and I'm like sitting there, like my hand in a cast, feeling like a dumbass, you kind of realize like I need to, you know, approach it differently. So, at some point years ago, I just started to be more conscious of that. Like, I don't think clearly if I'm upset. So, you know, when I was in a relationship, if I got in an argument.I would just go jog. Like, I would be like, hold on. And then I would jog and come back.
wow.
And that would, like, help things. I don't know. not be so intense or impulsive.
So you can take a step back.
Because if you're upset, you're going to say things you don't mean, mm-hmm. and it's going to get worse, or at least that could happen. Mm. And me jogging, it's not just me that needs to calm down. When I go jogging, the other person has time to reflect without me there, mm-hmm. too. You know, so I don't know. That approach is kind of with everything, I feel like.
だから取り乱してるとこ見たことない。爆笑問題ぐらいだよね、マイケル困らせることができるの。
Like we went on their radio、mm-hmm.
でなんか二人はなんか付き合ってないのとかそこの、mm-hmm. なんか relationship みたいなところをすごいなんか突っ込まれて。Mm-hmm.
And you looked at me, and I feel like that was the first time that you were kind of like 困ってる。
Yeah.
なんか困ってこっちを見る。なんか逆だったらありえるじゃん。なんか私が困ってマイケル見るとかしょっちゅうありそうだけど、
well,
なんかその逆はさすがに珍しいと思ったから、
I still remember. Something like that, I feel like mommy was going to say better than me.
But it is a rare situation. But
落ち着いてるよね、すごい。たまにだってツイッターとかでも言われるもん、なんかマイケルすごい落ち着いてるねみたいな、なんかどうやったらそういう風になれますかみたいな。
Well, there's like I don't there's like a certain I don't know if it's like a self, it's not doubt, but it's just questioning myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you should question yourself before you.
That's a really good point. I don't do that enough.
Like, I don't have that much confidence in myself. So, I mean, with anything. And it's not a lack of self-confidence. It's just kind of a realistic, I feel like, you know.
Reflection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Logical assessment.
You know, I have, like, zero analytical skills. So I have to 頑張って be more analytical.
But then this polyamory relationship is helping you in that direction,
そう、
right?
そうそうそう。だから、
そっか。うん、ちょうどいい。
ちょうどいい。
よかったね。
うん。
しかも、もうすぐ会えるんだもんね。
そうなの。リンリン。リンリリン。
Okay. そろそろ。もう長いよね、だって。
うん。
こんな前編と合わせたらめちゃくちゃ長いよね。
誰が聞くんだよって感じで。
ロード・ザ・リングスくらいあるよ。
マジでやばいな。
いや、you need a toilet break 途中で。
そうだね。そうだね。でもありがとうね。なんか2回も。
いいえ、楽しかった。
戻ってきてもらって。
ありがとう。
忙しいのに。
勉強になった。
これで今年最後のエピソードだよね。
Yep.
今年
締めた感じだね。
1年間ありがとうございました。皆さん聞いていただきまして。
Have healthy relationships everyone.
However,
そうだね。 来年もよろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
これもあれだよね、文字起こし出るよね。
うん、the same time.
OK、 文字起こし、リリースと同時に出せそうなので、iPhone、 Android、 Mac のアプリから、 my head is so not working anymore. アプリからダウンロードできますのでよろしくお願いします。
Yep.
終わり。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.